News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President-elect Trump elevates his campaign manager to a top spot in the incoming administration. And for the first time in U.S. history, a woman will hold down the job of White House chief of staff.
In the first major personnel announcement of the transition, the president-elect selected Susie Wiles to serve as chief of staff. Trump said in a statement that Wiles is tough, smart, innovative, and is universally admired and respected. He praised her for guiding a victorious campaign and said she will make our country proud.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. California Governor Gavin Newsom has placed Ventura County under a state of emergency as a so-called mountain fire continues to rage. Driven by gusty winds, it has blackened 32 square miles and is just 5% contained. Ventura County Sheriff Jim Fryhoff says thousands have had to evacuate.
We received many questions about repopulation. We will repopulate as soon as possible. We have not begun that process yet. This is still a very active fire and very unpredictable, and we have a lot of resources out there working this fire, and we want to make sure they are safe as well as we're moving between the city on our main roads.
Almost 200 homes damaged or destroyed in 2 days. Anti-Semitic violence erupts in Amsterdam, sending at least 5 people to the hospital, resulting in more than 60 arrests. Reaction from Israel, the BBC's Joe Inwood in Jerusalem.
Videos on social media show people being beaten unconscious. One appears to show a man in a canal being told to say, "Free Palestine." The scenes were condemned by Israel's prime minister, who called them premeditated and anti-Semitic. Benjamin Netanyahu also announced 2 planes would be sent for what he called a rescue mission.
On the heels of the Federal Reserve's quarter-point cut in interest rates, stock futures in the red this morning. The Dow futures are down 41 points. NASDAQ futures off 78. S&P futures down 11 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE. Talk.
Good morning, 603 TGIF. What a week it has been. Let's start it off. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Hey, good morning. We had a minor wreck around 5:30 on the Beltway Outer Loop right at 83. Very quickly checked and cleared already. So that area from York Road to Charles Street over towards the JFX lanes are back open in that area. The rest of the Beltway, not bad. Just starting to catch up with itself along the Outer Loop between Liberty Road and I-70. But nothing major. Both the tunnels with the lanes open southbound. And we've had a look on the BW Parkway. And right now coming up from Powderville Road up to 197, the lanes are open. A little busy south after Arundel Mills Boulevard and down to the ramps at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear to start off this Friday, then a sunny afternoon with gusty winds out of the northwest at times and a high hitting 72. The low tonight should fall into the mid-40s under a clear sky. Then a cooler weekend, plenty of sun tomorrow, the high of 58. Clouds will increase on Sunday with a few afternoon showers developing and a high in the low 60s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen, 47 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 52 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Vote counting continues in Maryland's 6th with Democrat April McLean Delaney holding a lead over Neil Parrott, the Republican. According to the State Board of Elections, Delaney is ahead of Parrott 50.5% to 49.2%. The candidates are running to replace Democrat David Trone, who lost Maryland's U.S. Senate primary, to Angela Alsobrooks, who went on, of course, to win in the general. The 6 includes all of Frederick, Washington, Allegheny, and Washington counties, and part of Montgomery County. Baltimore area and much of Maryland under a red flag warning today. National Weather Service says a combination of dry conditions, low humidity, and strong gusty winds may result in conditions that could lead to rapidly spreading fires. Meanwhile, all Maryland counties remain under an open-air burn ban. The Department of Natural Resources announced the ban earlier this week because the dry conditions have led to an above-average number of wildfires across the state. And a suspect in custody now after a deadly road rage shooting in Glen Burnie. Anne Arundel County Police say the victim was shot shortly before 8:30 yesterday evening in the area of Furnace Branch Road and Margate Drive. When officers arrived, they found the 51-year-old victim lying on the ground, and despite life-saving efforts, he was pronounced dead at the scene. According to police, the 23-year-old suspect arrested at the scene. Investigators believe the victim was shot after an incident on Route 10. Investigation is ongoing. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 728. Your pick 4, 4416. And coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It took a while, but an instant classic, take two.
Third and goal. Jackson running around. Little jump pass, touchdown. Bateman. Rashad Bateman. And they have the lead again.
Al Michaels with a call on Prime. Lamar Jackson with his fourth touchdown pass of the game with 1:49 to go. Gave the Ravens the lead 35-28, but since he marched back, Joe Burrow cashing in with a five-yard touchdown pass to Jamar Chase in the corner of the end zone, 35-34, and that would set up the finish.
To work now for Burrow and Chase, and here's his throw. Watch Al, watch this little Steph Curry little jump.
Well, the two-point right conversion was no good, and Cincinnati would lose the game. 35-34 was the final. After the game, the Ravens head coach John Harbaugh very thankful for the result.
I understand that we have a lot to work on, but we're very grateful for that win, and we're very grateful for our guys, man, the way our guys play, how they fight, how they don't give up. Just what he said, there's still time on the clock. You keep fighting.
No doubt about it. And as far as Cincinnati was concerned, a very somber Zach Taylor reflecting on the loss.
We expected to come in here and win, and we did everything we could to do that. Doesn't change the fact that I'm proud. I think everybody on that field fought, gave us a chance. Also came on the road to a good team, and it's sickening that this has happened twice to us.
Each quarterback threw for four touchdown passes in the game. It marks the first time in NFL history that two quarterbacks against each other in a season have each thrown for eight touchdown passes in two games. We'll have more on this huge Ravens win coming up at 6:35, including what in the world would why Zach Taylor would go for two with 38 seconds to play. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call Maid Pro.
Maid Pro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on maidpro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. Maidpro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. It's Maid Pro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then Maid Pro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. Maid Pro, your home clean just how you like it.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's a Friday, November 8, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Join the conversation this morning at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up at 635, Congressman Andy Harris joins us for roughly a 45-minute conversation here on the program. But our top story here for you today, the matter of parental accountability is at issue once again in the Baltimore metro area, as charging documents have now revealed that a 16-year-old accused of killing a 14-year-old classmate in Aberdeen used his father's gun. The victim in this fatal shooting, 14-year-old Jaden Winchester, is, of course, police say he was gunned down after a dispute at a Halloween party on Saturday. The suspect, 16-year-old Kevin Kinsey Jr., also is a student at Havre de Grace, who's charged now as an adult with murder. But this is where it gets interesting. Kurt Nachman, an attorney, says certainly this is a crime.
However, the child has to be under the age of 16, and that crime only carries a penalty of a $1,000 fine. It doesn't even carry jail time.
Can you believe that? Wow. And again, it's going to be up to the Harford County State's Attorney to make the decision as to whether or not to charge the parent or the father in this case.
It would be extraordinarily difficult. It would be impossible based on the age. But some of the other crimes that potentially he could be charged with would be something along the lines of reckless endangerment.
Wow. And here's the bottom line when we talk about accountability here. It is more of a stiffer, it's a stiffer sentence if you are an adult who plies a juvenile with alcohol versus letting them have access to your firearm.
In Maryland, if you provide alcohol to a minor as a parent, you can potentially go to jail. But if you provide a gun to a minor, you get a fine.
Yeah, to be clear, police have not charged anyone else in this case, including the suspect's father, in connection with this homicide. But we also hear about this issue of parent accountability, Bruce.
Yeah.
It stirred up last week when Baltimore police say a 13-year-old squeeger assaulted a 50-year-old man in his vehicle in West Baltimore in the morning of November 9th. Just the day before that alleged incident, the Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates was saying that he's going to go after the parents, and that's in the city. And here in Harford County, the question is, will the Harford County State's Attorney do anything? Reckless endangerment, maybe. But you can see she's going to have an uphill battle here if the statute in Maryland says, hey, worst he can get is a $1,000 fine.
Yeah, really. A $1,000 fine, well, that'll teach him a lesson. Look, this is obviously something that the legislature must fix. The question is, will they get past the heavy defense attorney presence in Annapolis and be able to do so?
Yeah, it's not the only thing they have to fix. They also have to fix the sharing of criminal records of the Utes when they're going into schools. Yep. That story coming up in our 8 o'clock hour here on The Morning Drive.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, Double Down Dixon in the traffic.
It sounds like one of the characters from The Stooges.
Yes. Well, I was hoping for that, yeah.
It was Double Deal Decker, but that was all right, you know. Getting a report of a vehicle fire just in on Route 50, not far from the ramps at the Capitol Beltway, so you want to keep an eye out for that. It says one lane is getting by on the eastbound side, so that just came in from Prince George's County. Chuck Gishler called us and said there's a pedestrian accident on Owings Mills Boulevard near Red Run Boulevard. That section of Owings Mills Boulevard may be closed with the investigation just getting underway, so not on 795, but close enough for the local traffic moving to and from that ramp on Owings Mills Boulevard. Be prepared for that. Had a quick check through Annapolis. No problem right now. No delays as you're moving off the Bay Bridge, coming through the area at Sandy Point, over towards Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then the lanes clear at 50 at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. Going to be a gorgeous Friday. It's going to be sunny, 72 today, clear tonight, mid-40s for the low. Tomorrow, cooler, sunny, and only 58. And then on Sunday, we get a chance for scattered showers throughout the day and a high of about 60 on Sunday. So there might be a chance of rain. First significant rainfall maybe in almost a month or so. Right now it's 49 and clear in the city, 53 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. And with the Trump bump in the stock market the day after the election, of course, America was, everybody was getting richer by the moment.
Yeah.
All our 401Ks, 403Bs,
IRAs. A lot healthier now.
But some did better. Elon Musk, his worth rose a staggering $26.5 billion. He was jumping up so much, up and down so much, it looked like he was at a Trump rally. Jeff Bezos gained $7 billion.
Hey, not bad for Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. So maybe he'll send out another post on X congratulating Trump yet again.
Yet again.
There you go.
Chairman Joe, remember him? He delivered a speech on to the nation yesterday, suggested to a divided country that, quote, we turn down the temperature. Usually people his age want the thermostat all the way up. But this is up. They have called him Adolf Hitler, a fascist, an existential threat and danger to democracy. Oh, we're going to lower the temperature now.
Yeah. The worst man in history. He's worse than Pol Pot and Adolf Hitler and Genghis Khan all put together. But yeah, let's lower the temperature now that we've said that about him.
Think phony and frauds. New study says people who suffer from chronic back pain, Bruce,
yes,
should practice at-home yoga.
Wow.
Yeah. But they're also saying that you in no way, shape, or form should don yoga pants.
Thanks, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to see it.
No, you don't.
No.
Mark Wahlberg's brand new Mexican restaurant, Fletcher Cantina in Vegas, caught fire the day before it officially opened.
And fuego.
Yeah. Usually that happens after they open.
Yes.
Not before. Australian breakdancer Ray Gunn is retiring following the really upsetting backlash at the Paris Olympics. And apparently she's now going to be a spokesperson for Life Alert.
So.
Now, there's a movement among, well, we'll get to this here in just a second, but I just wanted to share with you that the voice, remember this voice years ago from AOL?
You've got mail.
Yeah.
Elwood Edwards passed away yesterday.
Did he?
At the age of 74. And that was back in, what, 1993, I think, when AOL first dial-up. Remember that? Dial-up,
yes,
dial-up internet service.
Was he the guy who also did auto? He made autocorrect? I'm not sure.
I don't know if he made autocorrect or not. But that's. I tell you this, though. This is a classic story. There was a woman. She got in an Uber, and she recognized the guy's voice. And here's what happened.
This is my Uber driver, and he just told me something very special, that he's the voice behind...
Welcome. You've got mail.
No way! Do it again.
Welcome. You've got mail.
That's great stuff.
Okay, what's your name?
Elwood Edwards.
Elwood Edwards. Thank you.
You bet.
That's
How about
sweet.
That?
That's
yeah.
great.
He went from the voice of AOL to Uber driver.
Yeah.
I just said,
didn't he?
Yeah, he was not the guy, by the way, who invented autocorrect. That guy passed away a year ago. May he rest in pieces. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
You actually went all the way for that?
I'm patient.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very patient.
I would suspend
you,
him.
You should be a patient. Is what you should be.
Take his yoga pants and his ass.
So, we have watched now liberal women melting down all over the internet over the last several
days.
Some
men, too, man.
Some men, but the liberal women now are organizing. They're striking back against the Trump victory, and here is what they are proposing.
Donald Trump is president, and I think all women should stop having sex for the next 4 years. In protest and protection of your bodies.
I also have decided that for the next 4 years, I am going to abstain from schmex with men. And funny enough, I actually just broke up with my boyfriend a handful of days before the election.
All I have to say is good luck getting laid.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's, again, this
at
is
least
how
by them.
This is how they're going to punish America for voting for Donald Trump in record landslide numbers.
Same women, by the way.
What did you say about women?
Yeah. No, and schmecks. She wasn't getting any more schmecks. I thought, what the hell is that?
I don't think we want to know.
Yes. By the way, same group of women have said they will not be shaving their armpits for the length of time as well.
Look, I think this
going
is...
going out and buying stock in new batteries.
Right. I think this is a great idea. I don't think these people should be reproducing anyway.
Anyway.
State of Maryland has a new distinction. Its freeways are the sixth most dangerous in the country. Researchers arrived at the findings after comparing fatal accidents in every state in the country. They revealed 7% of Maryland's fatalities occur on the state's freeways. California was ranked the most dangerous. What do you think the most dangerous roadway in Maryland is? I don't have the ranking here, but just your expertise in traffic.
Got to be 95.
No, I would actually think the most dangerous would be the D.C. Beltway.
495?
495.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. See, I would think 95 was be right up there. And
maybe 40. 50 during the summer.
Yeah.
I think 50's so slow, you don't get a lot when they get all jammed up. But 95, they think that's the speed limit.
I'm wondering, again, in 70, because of the speed limit is higher there, if that factors in at all. Yeah, but 95 has the most traffic, I would think. And it's
70, once you get outside the Beltway, it's more rural and you got room to move around.
Right, right.
But 95 between the two Beltways and then up to the Delaware line. We get a lot of big wrecks there.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. And, of course, it's 6:20, 6:21. Coming up now next, we'll have Andy Harris coming up at 6:37 here this morning.
Yesterday, I had Tim Kyle Electric in my home taking care of some electrical work for me, running a new plug or two. You know, they are now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. And with Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather's changing, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical and HVAC solutions. Call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you find them online at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145-330.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening.
6:23 right now, Friday morning. Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Heads up in Owings Mills. Pedestrian accident. Owings Mills Boulevard is affected at Red Run Boulevard. So that's not too far, just to the west of 795. There's going to be some lane blockage locally in that area. Vehicle fire, Prince George's County, blocking several lanes as you're coming away from the Capitol Beltway eastbound on Route 50. And, of course, we'll have a delay with the heavy traffic moving away from the Capitol Beltway. Could be a little slow on the west bound side as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it'll be sunny and breezy for your Friday. 72 today, right now clear, and 50 in Pasadena and 48 in Parkville at 6:24. We're talking about the 16-year-old accused of murdering a 14-year-old using his father's gun, and we found out from local attorneys here this morning the Maryland statute is, it's a crime, but it's no jail time. $1,000 fine. And so we hear all about the, how many times have we heard Mayor Scott, Governor Moore, all these progressive Democrats talk about gun violence? Okay? And yet in the state of Maryland, if you steal a gun, it's not a felony. How about that, folks? If you allow your juvenile to get a hold of your firearm and then go out and commit a crime, you don't go to jail. It's a $1,000 fine. I mean, again, this is where this state is completely soft on crime. And there is no accountability. And we often talk about the juveniles, but now there's apparently no accountability for adults that are not responsible with their firearms. It is just unbelievable. Let's take a phone call here. David in Prince George's County, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Talking about dangerous places to drive.
Yes.
I'll tell you the three most dangerous places, in my opinion.
Okay.
The northwest side of both beltways, D.C. and Baltimore. That's two of them. And then the third one is any place in Montgomery County, because those people drive like maniacs.
So you kind of stay away from 270, do you?
I work in Southern Maryland now, but I've worked all over the
right
because I do HVAC.
I'm wondering, because I don't really travel the ICC all that much, but when I do go on there, there's hardly any traffic.
No, when I go there, which is not frequently, but from time to time, it's a very pleasant drive. 270, by contrast, what is it, 27 lanes wide now? I mean, I am intimidated by that highway. I mean, you exit and then you find out, or you enter and you find out your exit is 13 lanes over and a half a mile.
David, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. But he's right. The northwest side is bad. I tell you something I just don't understand, and I'll probably get heat for this. So they're continually doing work on the west side of 695.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And this is from just, above Liberty Road all the way down to, Frederick Road?
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be. It is always backed up. It is almost. It doesn't matter what time of day, except for overnight. I've come at 7 o'clock, or actually when you go before even rush hour at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Now sometimes accidents will back things up again,
but it's always
slow. It's always backed up, and I know they're doing work there, and apparently this work is supposed to help ease the traffic congestion. And I just would hope
someday, I suppose.
I would hope they would finish up on this, because it's just right now it's a mess. I end up usually, because I go out to Howard County a lot to see my my grandchildren, I just go the back way. I just avoid 695.
Ward's Chapel and all that kind of stuff.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. I just go the back way. I'd rather, it takes probably maybe 3-4 minutes longer, but at least you're not sitting in bumper to bumper.
It's pretty drive, too. It's a pretty drive. Do you adjust your time from, we and I are both in a similar area. We're both up in the Reisterstown area. Do you adjust your time going to the airport? I mean, I get the directions from Waze or from Google Maps, and they say, it's, 43 minutes. I'm assuming it's going to be not 43 minutes, but an hour and a half. Because of the traffic on the outside, because it's assumed.
You have to. The west side of 695 is pretty bad, no doubt. All right, 410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Congressman Andy Harris is going to be with us first time in well over about 2 months now.
Yeah.
We've talked to him, so there's a lot to talk about. The House is still in doubt. Steve Bannon was at the House Freedom Caucus last night. We'll get his thoughts on that. The incoming Trump administration, they've announced a new chief of staff. They picked up a Senate seat yesterday from Pennsylvania. Kerry Lake is closing the gap, but will it be enough? Will be in time. And it looks like the Trump outran the steal, but they didn't do it down ballot. They had issues in Nevada and in Arizona, and they didn't listen to us. We were trying to, introduce them to Jay Valentine and Fractal Technology. They could have used it in Nevada and could have used it in Arizona, and unfortunately, they didn't. And so we're left with...
House still, it's still swinging in the wind.
And by the way, Trump gained ground in every county of reliably blue Maryland and just about every county in New York. So now, he lost New York by, 11, I think?
Yeah, but last time it was like 24.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so he cut that in half. And here in Maryland, last time in 20, he lost by 33, this time by 23. So he is cutting these margins. And now the question, the, t- the time here is, isn't it time to embrace the America First message, the MAGA message, instead of running against it? If you're a Maryland Republican, we got work to do, but we're moving in the right direction. So we'll ask Andy Harris about that as well. So stick with us here on the Morning Drive, Friday edition, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM with Casey and Elliot. Right now it's time for your latest news headlines at 6:30. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Vote count continues in Maryland's 6th. Democrat April McLean Delaney holding a very slight lead over Republican Neil Peart. A lot of votes yet to be counted. The 6th district includes all of Frederick, Washington, Allegheny, and Washington counties, and part of Montgomery. Baltimore area and much of Maryland under a red flag warning today. National Weather Service says the combination of dry conditions, low humidity, and strong gusty winds may result in conditions that could lead to rapidly spreading fires. Meanwhile, all Maryland counties remain under an open-air burn ban, and the Department of Natural Resources says that the ban earlier this week would because the dry conditions will continue, and that has led to an above-average number of wildfires across the state. Suspect in custody after a deadly road rage shooting in Glen Burnie. Anne Arundel County Police say the victim was shot shortly before 8:30 Thursday night in the area of Furnace Branch and Margate. Officers arrived. They found the 51-year-old victim lying on the ground. Despite life-saving efforts, he was pronounced dead at the scene. City police investigating a Thursday afternoon murder in northwest Baltimore. Police called to the 3700 block of Gwin Oak at around 3:30 in the afternoon yesterday for a report of a shooting. They found the victim unresponsive, multiple life-threatening gunshot wounds. He was pronounced deceased at the scene. So far, no word on either a suspect or a motive for that shooting. Maryland AG Anthony Brown asking residents who have received racist threats to please come forward. Brown's office has received multiple reports of texts being sent to black Marylanders from an unknown sender with messages telling them to, quote, board a bus to be transported to, quote, a plantation to work as a slave. Messages appear to be part of a nationwide campaign targeting black people following the election. And a Jessup man has now been indicted on charges of theft of $18,000 worth of construction tools. Investigation began in January after a tracking device led Howard County Police to an Elkridge storage unit containing those stolen tools, and additional search warrants were carried out. 6:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution. And it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today. 410-744-6088.
6:33 right now. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 is 728. Your pick 4, 4416. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
One of our listeners just checked in, said he ran into a rolling roadblock here. It's in the construction area, which they've been doing lately this time of the morning, northbound after White Marsh Boulevard. He said the contractor was going up and they were doing a traffic drag on the northbound side. So they're moving traffic, but they're moving it slowly while the contractor picks up all the work from overnight. So we'll keep an eye on it. It's already backed up from White Marsh Boulevard out to the bridge at Callanton Avenue, and eventually will go up into the area at the Hartford County line. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. Some brake lights on the west side now beginning right around I-70. And keep in mind, we had a pedestrian struck. Owings Mills Boulevard is affected just off 795 at Red Run Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear to start off this Friday, then a sunny afternoon with gusty winds out of the northwest at times and a high hitting 72. The low tonight should fall into the mid-40s under a clear sky. Then a cooler weekend, plenty of sun tomorrow, the high of 58. Clouds will increase on Sunday with a few afternoon showers developing and a high in the low 60s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, still not exactly sure how in the world the Ravens pulled that one out last night, and still not sure why in the world the Bengals would go for two with 38 seconds still left to play. But indeed it was. The Ravens winning another thriller over Cincinnati. 35-34 was the final. We'll pick it up with 7 minutes left to play in the third. Ravens could do nothing on either side of the ball. They were trailing 21-7, but then the defense made a play.
Brown again, fighting his way. Ball is out. Ball is out. Ravens think they have it. They do. Knocked away by Marlon Humphrey.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime. That Humphrey strip would turn the game around. Early in the fourth, it was the offense's turn to make a big play as well.
The pass is caught. Wallace makes the grab. Wallace down the sideline. Wallace is going to go all the way, assuming he stayed in bounds all the way.
And he did. 84 yards later, Tylan Wallace makes it 21-20 after it was a Justin Tucker miss of an extra point. The Ravens would score touchdowns on their final four drives, and Cincy would be denied the two-pointer with 38 seconds to play, and once again the final 35-34. After the game, head coach John Harbaugh.
The way our guys play, how they fight, how they don't give up, just what he said, there's still time on the clock. You keep fighting. Found a way right down to the end, even the defense getting the stop on the two-point play, and that's what it took. It took a stop.
And then it was Lamar on the turnaround by the defense.
I feel like when Marlowe had forced that fumble, that kind of woke us up, because I feel like we were asleep throughout the whole first half, even though we scored that once, but we were pretty much flat throughout the game.
Lamar was on point, though, 25 of 33, 290 and four touchdowns. Joe Burrow, 34 of 56, 428 and four touchdowns. Jamar Chase, Raven killer, 11 for 264, three touchdowns. The win improves Baltimore's record to 7-3 with a critical game looming against the Steelers a week from this Sunday. Elsewhere in sports, the Juan Soto sweepstakes is heating up. The Mets are involved. Orioles GM Mike Elias says the O's need some power from the right-hand side of the plate. And Bronny gets sent down after four appearances. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick inviting you to my homecoming. Join me for Kim Klasick Live from 9 to noon. We'll discuss the most important local and national issues every weekday. I'd love for you to join me on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on our Newsmaker Hotline. First time we've spoken in a couple of months is Congressman Andy Harris. Andy, congratulations on your win.
Morning, Congressman.
Good morning. Thank you.
So the main concern now is the House. I've seen various reports. So I'm not quite sure which one to believe. As many as 216, some are saying 211. But there are several toss-up seats that are going to factor in here. How sure are we that we're going to be able to be in control of the House?
I think we're about 80%, 90% sure. I mean, there's an outside shot that the Democrats run the tables on some of the closer, uncalled races yet. But I think we're likely to end up at either 219 or 220. But that's a razor-thin margin.
Okay. Of those you say they may run the table, which are the ones that they're less likely to run the table on?
There are two in Arizona. Dave Schweikert is probably going to prevail. There are several races in California, but they would, there are about six races that are pretty close in California, and we are likely to win at least two of them. And if we win those two plus that seat in Arizona, you know, we will have the majority.
Now, Ciscomani, it looks like he's in trouble in Arizona.
That's right, but Dave Schweikert, I think, is going to once again win in a tight race. He has these races every 2 years, these tight races. So that is correct. Juan Ciscomani, who serves with me on the Appropriations Committee, may well lose his reelection.
What about David Valadao, who was obviously not a fan of President Trump? He's was the last time I checked about 10,000 votes ahead, but there's still a long way to go.
That's right. So David is has the I guess the honor of being the Republican elected in the most Democrat district in the and that we have in the House. Joe Biden won that district by 13 points last time. David is ahead. We believe that David will be one of those California, those two California seats that we pick up, with Michelle Steele probably being the other one.
Andy, when you take a look now at the composition of the Senate and the White House and potentially the House, what do you see legislatively as the priorities that all three of you groups of individuals could agree on moving forward?
Well, so we will have, obviously we'll have at least 53 seats in the Senate, which means that that Chuck Schumer will go into the minority and not be able to stop a what we call a reconciliation bill, which is how we passed our tax cuts last time. We need to have a House majority in order to have any hope of doing that. But again, it's the narrow House majority that's going to be a problem because, you know, God forbid a couple of members are ill or sick or, God forbid, die. We wouldn't have a House majority functionally. So it's going to be very close. But the opportunity still exists for us to do things through reconciliation. And, of course, President Trump reversing the terrible Joe Biden executive orders and issuing new executive orders of his own.
So what do you attribute, you know, Trump in an electoral landslide winning the popular vote, and it didn't seem to have coattails in the House? The Senate obviously did better, but clearly he wasn't able to elevate Mike Rogers and or Eric Hovde in Michigan and Wisconsin. Kerry Lake has still got a chance, although an outside one. So what do you think was going on there?
So, actually, his coattails did help us retain the House majority because we picked up two seats in Pennsylvania in suburban Philadelphia, which is an area where Trump did much better this time than last time. So we did have coattails, but the fact of the matter is we were outspent 3, 4, 5 to 1 in a lot of these competitive races because the bottom line is, you know, Nancy Pelosi built up a powerful fundraising machine. Act Blue, we think some of it might have been illegal or contrary to federal law, but nonetheless, they raised a tremendous amount of money. They had big dollars coming in from some of their deep-pocketed donors like George Soros, and, you know, they overwhelmed us in terms of campaign cash.
Well, Donald Trump was overwhelmed in terms of campaign cash by the amount of campaign cash that was coming from the Kamala Harris camp, and he somehow managed to squeak one out, Andy. What's the excuse in the House?
Yeah, it's a different order of magnitude. I mean, he was probably outspent 2 to 1. Again, a lot of our candidates outspent 3, 4, 5 to 1.
All right, more coming up with Congressman Andy Harris in just a moment here, including how Trump did in Maryland and New York. It might be a harbinger of good things to come, but things will have to change within the Republican Party if we're expected to reap any benefits from that.
And we still haven't talked about the 6th. We'll get to that as well. Yeah. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we're talking about this rolling roadblock, or this traffic drag, as they call it, northbound 95. From White Marsh Boulevard out to the Harford County line, right at Callanton Avenue. It's a little better there, but I'm looking at the camera at Mountain Road in Harford County. There's no traffic on the northbound side. So that indicates whatever they're doing to let this traffic drag go through, and this Highway Patrol, the state police, rather, working on that. They're letting the traffic move very slowly as they're doing something with the contractor northbound. So there's no traffic at Mountain Road. Very strange sight this time of the morning. All that traffic is between Callanton Avenue and the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. We'll see what happens when they get up in there. A lot of times they'll go all the way up to Route 24 before that ends. Your option, White Marsh Boulevard, Pulaski Highway, up to Mountain Road, and then come back over. They're still working on the wreck at Owings Mills Boulevard at Red Run Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel is sunny, breezy, 72. It's clear in 47 in Pikesville, 47 in Columbia. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.
Yeah, let's get it done.
IHOP and Applebee's joining forces to open a combo restaurant in Texas.
Oh.
How's that? Maybe IHOP Bees?
Oh.
I'll have to wait and see how that works out. Snickers bringing back their iconic Snicker trees in time for the holidays. So if you like the Reese's peanut butter trees, you know, you get the Snickers trees to go along with that.
Yeah, they're good.
Pastrami returning to Jersey Mike's for a limited time. Classic and Chipotle pastrami are your choices.
Chipotle pastrami. Oh, come on now.
Okay.
What's wrong with regular old... No, I happen to like pastrami.
Okay. In Subway welcomes the new double chocolate peppermint foot-long cookie. Just what you needed, Chuck, was a foot-long cookie.
If you see the size of his feet, boy, I tell you, that's a lot of cookie.
Well, you get a glass of milk and just sit there and relax.
Yeah, I see.
I bet you've had a lot of rubber chicken over the past couple of months, Congressman.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
One of those dinners and fundraisers and so on and so forth. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that.
All right, Andy, let me ask you. The sixth, they're still counting. How do you see it?
No, Neil ran a great race out there. April Delaney ran a terrible race, but she's going to win. She's up, I think, 3,000 now. It's 300 on election night. I suspect the margin will probably be somewhere around 2-3%, which is a tremendous showing for us. Again, given that she's obviously a multi millionaire, able to put millions of dollars of her own money in the race. And again, Neil, I have to tell you, honestly, kind of abandoned by the National Party in this race. And this is one I think they're going to look back, especially if we don't retain the majority and say, wow, we could have won that race.
Yeah, well, this is, past his prologue. They did that with Dan Bongino before, when Dan Bongino was close. And now they did it with Neil Peart. So I just don't know what's going on at the national level of the Republican Party. It seems like a lot of swings and misses in this particular case. But I want to talk a little about Trump gaining ground in every county of reliably blue Maryland. He lost by 33 in 2020. Now he loses by 23 in this election. So he shaved 10 points off of that. And he's making some inroads in some of these other counties. So the question here, Andy, is what should the message, the vision of the Maryland GOP be going forward here? Are we going to embrace America First and the MAGA platform? Are we going to continue to fight the Hogan wing versus the Trump wing? What are your thoughts? Where do you see us going?
Well, I think there's going to be a divergence going on here because there is pushback and resistance from the, what I call the uniparty wing of the Republican Party. Nicole, my wife Nicole, is the head of the Maryland GOP, but she's getting challenged by the old guard coming back in and wanting to retake the party chairmanship. And I think what's going to happen is what's going to happen in the states is what's going to happen, is what's happening nationally is, we're going to form a Maryland Freedom Caucus. There are 13 or 14 around the country, and Maryland is going to become, one of the next ones here. And I think that's going to be the way that we advance the MAGA agenda in Maryland is just unfortunately not going to be through the MDGOP anymore because the old guard's taken it back.
Now, in which way is she being, specifically, she being challenged by the quote-unquote old guard?
Oh, the former chairman is going to challenge her for the chairmanship. And again, this is the chair who lost elections at the state house level for the past two cycles, literally, and it's because I think and we see the same thing in Washington. The old guard protects they don't like the MAGA folks, and they protect the go along to get along mentality. And we will, again, we have to build on that gain by Donald Trump. The bottom line is we worked hard in the party under Nicole's leadership to
to drive up the Trump vote. We knew we weren't going to, Trump was not going to win Maryland. But honestly, we helped him win the national popular vote by driving up the vote in Maryland. That's pretty darn important.
Well, how is putting former Governor Hogan in the Senate race different than the old guard candidates that you may be talking about here? Because it just seemed to me that there was mixed messages in this election cycle.
Well, you know, Larry Hogan won the primary on his own. I mean, look, the vast majority of Republicans voted for him in the primary. But the Trump numbers were not driven up by Larry Hogan. It was the other way around. I mean, it was Trump getting out Republican voters that helped Larry Hogan get within, you know, 7 or 8 points, which is actually, if you look back on it, a tremendous improvement in the number of votes that our U.S. Senate candidates in the Republican Party have gotten. But it was because Donald Trump was at the top of the ticket, driving out low propensity Republican voters.
Yeah, was it a mistake for Hogan not to endorse Trump?
It might have cost him a few points at the end to not have said in the end, well, you know, I'm a Republican, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. You know, he's the better of the two candidates. I think that's probably what he should have done at the end. But again, his numbers did not drive Trump's numbers. I think it's the other way around.
Congressman, you talk about the old guard wanting to take back power. How do they sell that? I mean, let us take over again so that we can have as much success as a GOP party in the state as we had way back when Mac Mathias was the same. Come on, you got to go back a ways to see when the state GOP did anything of significance under their leadership. So if you're thinking about who gets to run the party, who would help with them in charge?
Well, I got to tell you that, you know, the party in the state, to a large extent, like the party nationally, occasionally becomes pretty dysfunctional. And when that happens, they revert to I call it the good old boys network. And when that happens, again, look, we have to shake up the RNC in order to deliver this victory for Donald Trump. And I think there's no question the shakeup that occurred delivered the victory for Donald. Helped deliver the victory for Donald Trump. If we had stayed with the old RNC leadership, I think that we would not. We may or may not. Donald Trump may or may not have prevailed. I think it would have been a much closer race.
All right, 6:52. More with Congressman Andy Harris coming up in just a moment here on the Morning Drive.
There are many myths and misconceptions about the topic of estate planning. One of the most common being the belief that the planning process must be an uncomfortable, depressing discussion with your family. In reality, estate planning is an empowering opportunity to evaluate what's important to you and learn how to protect it. Stover Legal's valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives tailored to each family's individual story. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Contact us today to learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com, planbaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Hey, it's Kim. Well, I gave it my best shot, and I'm disappointed with the results, but I'm happy to be back on the air with WCBM starting Monday, November 11th from 9 to noon weekdays. Join me for Kim Klasick Live as we discuss the most important local and national issues of the day, from Maryland's exploding juvenile crime epidemic to how the incoming Trump administration plans to turn the country around. So I'm glad to be back home on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And we're glad to have you back. 6:53. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so they've let my people go. On the northbound
that's
side.
That's good.
Northbound side of 95 between Calton Avenue and the Harford County line. It was a rolling roadblock to let some of the constructing work get on the way and then wrap up, get off to the side, onto the shoulder. So now northbound after White Marsh, Callinton Avenue, Harford County, should be open and the lanes are clear. Looks like we're back to normal already through there. We're a little slow here. I'm looking at the ramp from 95 South, the ramp that takes you down to Russell Street and on to the BW Parkway. That's a long ramp that comes off of 95 out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and that is slow, very slow. But the parkway looks like it is clear. There was a little bit of slowing in the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and now 895 has some brake lights beginning right around the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, breezy, and 72 for the high today. Right now, already it is 53 and partly cloudy in Annapolis, and 45 and sunny in Bel Air. Congressman Andy Harris is with us on our Newsmaker Hotline. He also, congratulations on being voted the chair of the House Freedom Caucus. I know you met last night. Steve Bannon addressed the group. What was Steve Bannon's message to the House Freedom Caucus?
Oh, it was a spectacular speech by Steve Bannon. I don't think I've heard him give a speech in its entirety. I've obviously listened to War Room. It was a phenomenal speech about how we have to look. We're in the breach. We have to stand up. We have to stand together. The opposition will be wilting. But you know, this is from a guy who just came out of prison because of the the shenanigans of the Department of Justice. This is a person who's been tempered by that experience, and I mean tempered as in you temper steel. And he urged us to do the same. And he's right. The pushback is going to be tremendous against Donald Trump and his fight to end, the swamp in Washington. And he urged us to, stick together to be the band of brothers that we need to be in order to fight back and take back America.
Also coming up right after the 7 o'clock news, we're going to get into the Key Bridge and the status of the funding of that, as well as the National Fraternal Order of Police has sent out a press release, Andy, that is they're really upset over the Social Security Fairness Act of 2023. So we'll get into that here in just a second. Let's quickly get a call here. In Mark is in Towson.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Good morning. We have 20 pro-life warriors across the nation in jail for being in front of Planned Parenthood and praying in front of baby killing centers. What are you going to do about that?
Well, you're right, and most of them were brought in federal court. We're going to urge Donald Trump to pardon all those individuals, or even to expunge the convictions. So we have to deal with that. This is symptomatic of the out of control Department of Justice, and as you know from what Donald Trump has said on the campaign trail, and he will deliver on this promise. He will clean up the Department of Justice and right all the wrongs that have been done.
He just announces. And Mark, thanks for the call. His 10-point plan to dismantle the deep state. We'll share some of that all next week on our program here. Another one of our listeners, please ask the congressman what Trump will do to stop offshore wind in Ocean City.
Oh my gosh! We're going to declare victory on this one because Donald Trump has said, and he will on day one sign an executive order stopping all the offshore wind projects from going forward. So. I believe we're going to put this win in the win column very early.
Okay, now this is a text in from Fred. He says, listening to Andy Harris, it seems that the big problem is winning elections are dependent upon money. We need to limit how much money a campaign can take in and by whom. Only registered individual voters, no PACs, no influence in George Soros types of people and companies or organizations. Well, that runs into the Supreme Court ruling on this, doesn't it, Andy?
That's absolutely right. Fortunately for Americans, we all have a freedom of speech, and part of that includes the ability to influence elections with campaign dollars. That being said, we do have to investigate whether Act Blue was a channel for illegal contributions. We suspect they were. Again, you know, money is not going to leave politics. The fact of the matter is it doesn't always win races, as Donald Trump proved. I mean, yep. He was outspent probably 2-1, and yet he prevailed resoundingly.
More with Andy Harris coming up right after the 7 o'clock news on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Congressman, please hang on. Imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp or your favorite song or conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
More with Congressman Andy Harris coming up right after the 7 o'clock news, including what's the latest on the federal funding for the Key Bridge, and the Social Security Fairness Act of 2023 is getting drawing some outrage. It's the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, 7 o'clock.
WCVM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A massive wildfire has chased thousands from their homes and has damaged or destroyed almost 200 homes continues to rage in Ventura County, California, northwest of L.A. The mountain fire is just 5% contained as gusty winds fan the ferocious flames.
Our community members that have been impacted by this fire, our hearts do go out to you. You are our families. You are our communities. Our firefighters, our first responders, myself, we live in these communities, and we do take this serious, and our hearts do go out to you, and we will do everything we can to get you back in as soon as we can.
Ventura County Fire Chief Dustin Gardner. It is a job of immense importance to the president, and under Donald Trump, it will go to a woman for the first time in U.S. history. Mr. Trump's campaign manager, Susie Wiles, will be the White House Chief of Staff. Well, you don't suppose a southern border crisis had something to do with this?
A South Texas region stretching from San Antonio to the Rio Grande Valley has long been a Democratic stronghold. However, in Tuesday's election, President-elect Trump flipped several counties along the border. In Starr County, voters backed a Republican presidential candidate for the first time in a century. Trump's victories in the Rio Grande Valley show how working-class voters nationwide are shifting toward Republicans. One voter who supported Trump says he thinks Democrats forgot about the middle class, saying everything is expensive and people are suffering. I'm Mike Hempen.
Republican Dave McCormick declaring victory in the U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania, although incumbent Democrat Bob Casey refuses to concede. It will be a GOP-led Senate, and Republicans are getting closer to holding on to control of the House. Federal Reserve's approved another quarter-point interest rate cut. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 2 points. NASDAQ futures off 61. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Relief.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Baltimore County says they're still working on that wreck. It was a pedestrian struck at Owings Mills Boulevard at Red Run Boulevard. So the local traffic there just off of 795. Heads up, they'll have a number of flashing lights there. The Beltway, yeah, with the normal delays now, but it's not bad. Outer loop at Hartford Road, the inner loop at Green Spring, but the west side now is filling in. It's not all the way back to 795, but it's definitely busy from 795 heading south to Frederick Road, bunching up after the bridge at I-70. JFX still okay from Ruxton Road, slowing at the old Harbor Tunnel, now begins around O'Donnell Street. 95 is moving with all four of the southbound lanes clear, and then the ramp to Russell Street, BW Parkway, is slow coming off of 95 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear to start off this Friday, then a sunny afternoon with gusty winds out of the northwest at times and a high hitting 72. The low tonight should fall into the mid-40s under a clear sky. Then a cooler weekend, plenty of sun tomorrow, the high of 58. Clouds will increase on Sunday with a few afternoon showers developing and a high in the low 60s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 45 degrees. Bel Air also 45. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04, Empress Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. More than 18,000 runners from 48 states and 6 counties will be in Maryland this weekend for the Bay Bridge Run and Walk that is on Sunday. Their 10K race will send runners across the bridge in waves since the width of the eastbound span is only 26 feet wide. And the first group of runners starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. After the first couple of waves, walkers will be able to cross the span from Anavilla County to Kent Island in Queen Anne's County. There will be a post-race party at the Chesapeake Bay Business Park, and the Eastbound Bay Bridge will be closed to traffic from midnight Sunday until around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, weather permitting, with two-way traffic westbound. Vogt County continues in Maryland's 6th. Democrat April McLean Delaney holding a lead over Neil Parrott. Angela Osterbrooks downed the previous resident of that seat, of course, who is David Trone in the primaries. Baltimore area and much of Maryland under a red flag warning today. National Weather Service says the combination of dry conditions, low humidity, and strong gusty winds may result in conditions that could lead to rapidly spreading fires. Meanwhile, all Maryland counties remained under an open-air burn ban. 705 at WCBM lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 728. Your pick 4, 4416. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it took a while last night, but the Ravens offense finally got in gear, scoring touchdowns on their final four drives to eke out a 35-34 win over the Broncos, over the Bengals. But it was a play by the defense that turned the game around.
Brown again. Fighting his way. Ball is out. Ball is out. Ravens think they have it. They do. Away by Marlon Humphrey.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime. Humphrey with the strip. Roquan Smith with the recovery. And five plays later, it was Derrick Henry in the end zone, and the dam was breached. The Ravens would gain 286 second half yards, score 21 fourth quarter points. After the game, Humphrey on his strip.
I really felt so with the fans. I think we were kind of on the sideline, like, man, we don't want to lose the fans. I think there were some boos that came through. And so that kind of got everybody back in decent spirits. So and then the offense scored. So,
and it was Lamar spearheading that offense with four touchdown passes. And after the game, he agreed with Humphrey on the turning point.
I felt like when Marlo had forced that fumble, that kind of woke us up, because I felt like we were asleep throughout the whole first half, even though we scored that once. But we were pretty much flat throughout the game.
Couple notes here. Ravens, four red zone possessions, four touchdowns. That was huge. And the injury to Kyle Hamilton, an ankle midway through the first half, would not return, wore a boot on the sideline. At this point, the Ravens are saying it's not considered serious. Coming up at 7:35, Mike Elias on his offseason plan. And that is Stein on Sports.
This is Delegate Nino Mangione. Join me and Irish Charities of Maryland at the 50th Annual Maryland Irish Festival, set for November 8th through 10th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The event includes traditional and contemporary Irish music, authentic Irish food and beverage, cultural activities, a kids zone, and an assortment of vendors. There will also be 50th anniversary drink and food specials, in addition to whiskey tastings, special raffles, and more. Proceeds will benefit local nonprofits and charities. Ticket prices vary. For more info, visit irishfestival.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In our second hour here on this Friday edition of The Morning Drive with Congressman Andy Harris on our Newsmaker Hotline. And the question, Congressman, is that now with all the hurricane disasters that have struck Florida, North Carolina, etc., there's a lot of competition for federal funding. What is going to happen to the federal funding for the Key Bridge?
Well, you know, I'm not certain, but I have spoken to the speaker about this. The speaker's concerned that if he, gives the whole $2 billion to Maryland up front, that a lot of other Republican states are going to line up and say, "Hey, you know, what about what we deserve?" And so I think that. That because there's so much competition for disaster monies now, we still may be able to deliver that, but I'm becoming increasingly skeptical.
Does that mean, quite obviously, that would mean a delay in the rebuilding of the Key Bridge?
No, I don't think so, because I think that some of the monies could be available, and obviously, you know, they're not beginning construction tomorrow, so. We're talking about this fiscal year, again, we will probably get several bites at this apple, but what I'm urging the speaker to do is to consider, you know, a down payment on it, you know, $500 million or something, get the ball rolling, and then the rest of the money will come down the line, I believe. But getting it all as an upfront big chunk of money is probably becoming, I think, is unreal, maybe unrealistic at this point.
Well, if we certainly emphasize, we hope, that the Republicans retain control of the House. If they do that, do you think there would be some consideration to go back in and look at some of these mandates and some of the stuff in previous spending bills, that you could rescind some of those cuts or redirect them for these natural disasters?
I think that's the way we ought to proceed. And as I've said, look, to pay for the Key Bridge, let's just take the money out of, EV charging stations, which, we're spending tens of billions of dollars on and delivering really no value to the American public. We should do that. The other thing I'll say is that, one of the things that might hold it back is that, Governor Moore has insisted on what to call project labor agreements for major transportation projects in the state, and these labor agreements increase the cost by 15% or 20%. And if the governor's going to insist on a project labor agreement for the Key Bridge, I think the funding is perhaps less likely to come through.
So the National Fraternal Order of Police are criticizing you, Congressman. They're saying you're blocking the Social Security Fairness Act of 2023. The bill would repeal provisions that reduce Social Security benefits for individuals who receive other benefits, such as a pension from state or local government. There are a lot of police officers and others that would that get those pensions that have paid into the Social Security fund, and they would be blocked from those benefits. Is that accurate? Are you opposed to this bill?
Well, look, that's their side of the story. The bottom line is that this is not about police officers. This is about teachers' unions. It's about all public employees, and the largest segment of public employees are teachers who belong to the teachers' unions who are pushing this. I've met with the FOP in my office, and they know that, and I've said, look, if this were about police only, I'd back it. But this bill, broadly written to include all public employees, blows a $200 billion hole in Social Security.
Wow.
It makes Social Security solvent or insolvent 6 months earlier, a $200 billion hole, and it's being brought to the floor with no amendments being allowed. And this is outrageous. I respect our law enforcement officers. In fact, I will tell you, they wouldn't endorse any candidate, no matter how much a person like me has supported our law enforcement. They would not support any candidate who didn't support that bill. It's all about money. That's what it comes down to in Washington a lot of times. I refuse to saddle my children and grandchildren with that $200 billion cost of that bill.
Congressman Andy Harris with us for a few additional minutes. First, though, 713. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're just getting a report of a wreck. Haven't seen it yet. Northbound JFX. The report said Baltimore County was heading out, also the city, between Northern Parkway and Ruxton Road. I looked at the camera at Old Pimlico Road. That's above the city line and up at Ruxton Road. Nothing in there, so it may be closer between Northern Parkway and the city-county line. The problem is the camera at Northern Parkway has been out for a long time, so we'll have to wait till they arrive and see what's involved. I want to give you the heads up for southbound as well, because a lot of times we get these reports and there could be on the opposite side of the road. So JFX in and around the city county line, heads up, and we'll get some more information. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather channel says sunny, breezy, and 72. It is 50 and sunny in Glen Burnie, and it is 48 and under sunny skies in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
Macho, macho man, yeah. I've got to be a macho man. Macho, macho man, yeah. I've got to be a macho.
My fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
Yesterday, former, President-elect Trump made a 10-point plan public on how to dismantle the deep state. And so we'll be, again, highlighting that all next week here in our MAGA Movement Update. But here's his first point. I want to get Congressman Harris's reaction to it.
Here's my plan to dismantle the deep state and reclaim our democracy from Washington corruption once and for all. And corruption it is. First, I will immediately reissue my 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority to remove rogue bureaucrats, and I will wield that power very aggressively.
Are you talking about Schedule F employees, Congressman? Some of these are Obama holdovers, et cetera, that really impeded the president's agenda in his first term. What's your reaction to step one?
We just had a meeting about this with the House Freedom Caucus yesterday. We are going to aggressively pursue the ability to fire those individuals. This administration, the Biden administration, obviously has gone to incredible lengths to protect the bureaucracy, the deep state, and I think they've met their match, because I think President Trump, you know what he's famous for? You're fired.
Yeah, exactly, and that may happen. By the way, he did name the first woman chief of staff yesterday. Mm-hmm. Susie Wiles will serve as President Trump's chief of staff. What are your thoughts on his first hire?
Well, given what Mark Cuban said, she must be intelligent, and obviously she's not an intelligent individual. Oh, that's right. She actually shepherded his reelection of historic proportions.
Yeah,
it's a great choice. She understands the politics of what's going on, and I think that was the trouble with people like Kelly, General, and Milley, and people like, they don't understand the politics, and they were abject failures. I think she's going to be quite successful.
Congressman, I just want to circle back on something you mentioned. If we're looking for funds for the Bay Bridge, you said we could take some of that money that the government's spending on building EV charging stations. It's $7.5 billion that the Biden has spent on this. But after all, they have built 8 charging stations with that $7.5 billion.
Yeah, that's my point. This money is sitting there. And, it'd be much better spent on a major infrastructure project that's necessary to commerce, like the Key Bridge, than charging stations, which are absolutely unnecessary and should all be privately funded, just like gasoline stations are.
Yesterday, President Trump, President-elect Trump, had said that a message to Hamas. He said, return the hostages. And this was going back to July during the convention as well. But return hostages before I assume office or face severe consequences. Do you think that we're going to see the return of the American and Israeli hostages before Inauguration Day?
It's very possible. What happened yesterday is that the Houthis all of a sudden announced that they're going to stop their interference with shipping in the shipping channels in the Mideast. Wow, that's pretty coincidental that one day after, you know, President Trump's election is announced, the Houthis all of a sudden back down. I think that's what you're going to see worldwide.
And there's a lesson there for those on the political left, isn't there? I mean, just take the party away from it. Standing strong, being strong and having your enemies understand that you are strong and are willing to use that strength, that is what dissuades misbehavior.
That's absolutely right. You know, as a former naval officer, I mean, the fact that we allowed the Houthis to fire on a naval vessel and didn't destroy them immediately is just unbelievable to me. But that's the way the Biden-Kamala Harris administration dealt with foreign policy.
This week we also learned that the prosecutor, Jack Smith, DOJ, is going to drop or dismiss the charges, the federal charges, against President-elect Trump, saying that their policy is not to indict a sitting president. Seems like they're running for cover here. Is Jack Smith going to get away with this? He's just spent $50 million of our taxpayer money, and looks like he's going to try to get out of Dodge. What do you think?
Look, as Steve Bannon said yesterday, and I had heard it before, the jury spoke. About well over 70 million jurors spoke and said President Trump is not guilty.
And speaking of which, we now know that the average turnout for Hillary and Kamala was about 66, 67 million, 68 maybe. So that 81 million vote count for Joe Biden in 2024 is a bit suspicious, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I've said it's suspicious all the way along. Now, they called this, election denial. No, ballots were invented. There's no question about it. And we are just seeing now what the scope of that has been, and it is literally in the millions of ballots.
All right, Congressman Andy Harris, congratulations again on your win on the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, and we'll see what happens in the coming days and weeks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andy, for your time.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate that. 73 days to go until Inauguration Day.
Macho, macho.
And soon we will be a great nation again.
A couple of side notes. Tim Walz lost his district to Donald Trump.
Did he really?
His home district voted for Trump, and the most Hispanic county in America, Starr County, down in on the border in Texas. Trump flipped it. He won nearly 60% of the vote. They went for Biden in the last election. So you can see he did indeed have coattails.
No, just so, is anybody keeping track of the international flights to China to see whether Tim Walz is on any of them? I'm just curious.
Yes. It is 7:21, and Wallace Roofing, I want to tell you about Wallace Roofing. They've been in business for over 90 years, of course, almost as long as WCBM has been on the air. And that tells you that a testament to their longevity is their craftsmanship, the quality materials that they use to repair or replace roofs, and the affordable rates. Because that's the most important thing when you have a roof repaired or replaced. It's expensive. People know that. It's something we all dread. But you're going to get, like, a combination of those three at an affordable price. I mean, let's face it, it's not inexpensive to do it, but you're not going to be, overwhelmed with, oh my God, how am I going to pay for this? And they have 0% financing as well with Wallace Roofing, and that's why they came out and repaired my roof. They worked on Bruce's gutters in the past, and they do great work, and they're reliable, and no independent contractors. They're all employees of Wallace Roofing. So call today for your roofing repair. replacement estimate, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Their MHIC number, 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 right now, Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so they found the first wreck. It's a northbound JFX right before Ruxton Road on the right side, so it's not going to be a big problem. All the traffic is coming south, and they're really not looking at it on the northbound side. So it's right before Ruxton Road, right side. I think I heard Baltimore County also go out, and they were reporting a wreck northbound between Shawan Road and Belfast Road. So waiting for an update on that. Baltimore County also arriving at a wreck at Eastern Boulevard at Wilson Point Road. And we've had an incident on the BW Parkway northbound at 197. There's enough of an impact there that we may back up to Powder Mill Road on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny and breezy today. It's going to be 72 for the expected high temps into the mid-40s tonight. Tomorrow, a cooler, sunny 58, and then Sunday, a chance of scattered showers throughout the day with a high of 60. And back up into the 60s and 70s again early next week. So a pretty nice day today. Enjoy it. Beautiful Friday. Sunny 51 right now in Dundalk, and it's 48 in Ellicott City. Coming up at 7:30. General Michael Flynn has a cautionary warning for the incoming Trump administration.
Yeah, I heard a similar warning to what Flynn's going to be telling you from Kellyanne Conway just yesterday, by the way. So, yeah, I think there are some issues between now and Inauguration Day we must be aware of. Make sure you continue to listen right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Claire McCaskill, she used to be elected. She is no longer. Now she's over at Chicken Noodle News. And she said that it turns out that Donald Trump knew the American people a lot better than the Democrats knew them.
I think Donald Trump turned out that he knew our country better than we did. And I think Donald Trump understood that what he could do, and I don't think his mistakes were mistakes. Mm-hmm. I think his mistakes were strategic and turned out to be right on the money.
Yeah, played him like a fiddle, actually, Claire. She says, though, one of the real problems, I mean, this is the time where everybody gets to point fingers in the Democrat Party. The real problem, according to Claire McCaskill, is the Democrats are no longer the party of the common man. They are the party of the elite. Has she been listening to our show, Sean?
We are now the elite. We are no longer seen as the party for the little guy. He was seen as the party for the little guy. He was seen as the ultimate disruptor. And yes, the edges were very rough, but in everyone's own minds, they sanded them down to the point of acceptability.
Yeah, and by the way, just as the GOP has to deal with a rather weak Hogan wing, or what do you know, McConnell wing, whatever you want to call it, the Democrats have to deal with their radical left wing as well. Julie Roginski is a Democrat political consultant, more of a centrist Democrat than a far left Democrat, and she says, once upon a time, the Democrats were that party of common sense.
This is not Joe Biden's fault. It's not Kamala Harris's fault. It's not Barack Obama's fault. It is the fault of the Democratic Party in not knowing how to communicate effectively to voters. We are not the party of common sense, which is the message that voters sent to us.
Yeah, they are simply not the party of common sense. And she gives a couple of examples, and it is refreshing somehow, Sean, to hear that there are Democrats who understand that the way they talk is stupid.
We don't know how to speak to voters. Language has meaning. We address Latino voters as Latinx, for instance, because that's the politically correct thing to do. It makes them think that we don't even live on the same planet as they do.
too.
It's true. It's true. I know a number of Hispanic folks, they never refer to, oh, I'm Latinx. What the hell does that mean? She says it goes beyond that kind of let's reinvent the language nonsense to what we do when we observe something wrong in society. For example, college students rioting and behaving in a profoundly anti-Semitic fashion in some of the major universities in this country.
When we are too afraid to say that, hey, college kids, if you're trashing a campus at Columbia University because you're unhappy about some sort of policy and you're taking over a university and you're trashing it and preventing other students from learning, that that is unacceptable. But we're so worried about alienating one or another cohort in our coalition that we don't know what to say when normal people look at that and say, wait a second, I send my kids to college so they can learn, not so that they can burn buildings and trash lawns, right? And so on and so forth.
Yeah. And by the way, I would say if you send your kids to college to learn and not be locked up because other kids are rioting and burning and occupying buildings. Look, that's a swell for those people who are going to be the progressives of tomorrow to do. But there should be a consequence to that. And that's something the Democrats have been opposing, is having any consequences for misbehavior in any of a number of areas, Sean. Doesn't matter what the area is, and we see it here in juvenile justice.
Yeah, most of the chair, I think, of the Philadelphia Democrat Party was really going after the Democrats yesterday, saying, hey, we've become a party of elitists.
Yes.
And we've ceded the high ground to the Republicans now. They have become the party of the middle class, of the forgotten men and women. So some Democrats get it. The question is it too late?
I think, actually, for the Democrats, it is too late because those people have realigned. There's always a question. Was this a reaffirmation of Biden, Harris, progressive policies, or was it a realignment election? This was a realignment election, and those folks have moved on from the Democrat Party.
No doubt. Tim Kyle is ready to help you get that heating, that heat pump, that furnace ready for the coming winter months. Yeah, it's going to be here in about 6 weeks or so, officially winter. Now's the time to have your system, the maintenance performed on to make sure it's operating efficiently. First of all, it's working and the heat is going to come on, number one. Number two, it's efficient. So it's not costing you an arm and a leg, because we all know electricity rates are sky high. Propane and the rest of it right now, again, it's very, very expensive to heat your home. That's where you make sure you're doing it efficiently. They'll come out, they'll inspect your furnace and or your heat pump, make sure it's operating properly and efficiently. So call them today. Make your appointment now so they can come out as soon as possible. 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Online, timkylecompany.com. And don't forget, they are really good at electrical service as well. So if any electrical needs, Tim Kyle can do electrical, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. timkylecompany.com. It's 7:30. Time for your latest news headlines. And once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Vote continues. The counting continues, the vote in Maryland 6th, where Neil Peart now trails April McLean Delaney by a handful of votes, according to the same Board of Elections. It's still too close to call. Baltimore area and much of Maryland under a red flag warning today. The National Weather Service says a combination of dry conditions, low humidity, and strong gusty winds may result in conditions that could lead to rapidly spreading fires. Meanwhile, all Maryland counties remain under an open-air burn ban, and DNR announced that the ban earlier this week because the dry conditions have led to an above-average number of wildfires across the state. Suspect in custody after a deadly road rage shooting in Glen Burnie. 51-year-old man dead. Edinburgh County Police say he was shot in the area of Furnace Branch Road and Margate. The suspect is currently in custody. 23-year-old suspect arrested at the scene.
The enemy has a vote, right, on the battlefield.
And if I might, city police are now investigating a Thursday afternoon murder in northwest Baltimore. Police were called to the 3700 block of Gwin Oak Avenue about 3:30 p.m. for a report of a shooting. They found the victim unresponsive with multiple life-threatening gunshot wounds. Victim pronounced deceased at the scene. So far, no word on the suspect or a motive for the shooting. And Maryland's AG, Anthony Brown, asking for residents who have received racist threats to please come forward. Brown's office has received multiple reports of texts being sent to black Marylanders from an unknown sender with a message telling them to, quote, board the bus to be transported to a, quote, plantation to work as a slave. Message appears to be part of a nationwide campaign targeting black people following the election. Coming up on 732 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Pick 3 lottery 728. Your pick 4 from last night, 4416. And now at 733, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
It's pretty much stop and go on the BW Parkway. We're looking at you live here northbound at 197. The wreck is just beyond this camera shot. And, of course, the parkway is only two lanes each way anyway. So now the backup will be coming up from Powder Mill Road. Some traffic exiting now at 197 northbound. Both the situations on 83 are pretty much off the roadway northbound at Ruxton Road and then northbound after Shawan Road. So not a big deal right now, thankfully, for that. Baltimore County was out with the new wreck at Eastern Boulevard at Wilson Point Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear to start off this Friday, then a sunny afternoon with gusty winds out of the northwest at times and a high hitting 72. The low tonight should fall into the mid-40s under a clear sky. Then a cooler weekend, plenty of sun tomorrow, the high of 58. Clouds will increase on Sunday with a few afternoon showers developing and a high in the low 60s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Lamar Jackson produced the best fourth quarter of his career last night in leading the Ravens to a 35-34 victory over the Bengals and recording a perfect 158.3 passer rating. Lamar threw for 197 yards and 3 touchdowns, both personal highs in the fourth quarter alone, to record a season sweep of the Bengals and save the NFL's worst pass defense once again. We'll pick it up with 6 minutes left in the game. Ravens trailing 21-20 and Baltimore on the march.
Pressure. Wide open. Touchdown. Mark Andrews.
Al Michaels with a call on prime. Four different players would score the final four touchdowns for Baltimore. But, of course, it came down to the two-point conversion attempt by Cincinnati with 38 seconds to play. It failed, and the Ravens prevailed by 1 point. Here's a terse response from Bengals head coach Zach Taylor on why he went for two with so much time still left in the game.
Came here to win. I'm here to win.
Bottom line, the Ravens move to 7-3 on the season. Steelers are 6-2. A showdown with the Commanders this Sunday in D.C. To hot stove baseball we go, and the Juan Soto sweepstakes are heating up. Both New York teams are involved. A 12-year, over $600 million contract is being discussed. It would be the largest in baseball history. Closer to home, Orioles GM Mike Elias was on MLB Network yesterday, anticipating free agent defections. So the plan is...
That's going to be at least a starting pitcher, hopefully more than that. And we need some help in the outfield, particularly a lot of our at-bats from the right side of the plate.
Clearly anticipating
what we're prioritizing.
The departure of Corbin Burnes and Anthony Santander. And finally, to pop culture meeting football, Travis Kelce, the subject yesterday on Jeopardy.
Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity is hosted by this man, who's maybe more famous as a boyfriend than as a three-time Super Bowl champ. Derek.
Who's Travis Kelce?
Correct.
just an FYI,
ouch.
Kelce made $17 million last year. Do you know how much Taylor Swift made?
Billions.
Yeah.
Well, she made $185 million in 2019.
Wow.
She made almost $1 billion last year. That is just ridiculous. All right, the time now is 7:36. When we return, why in the world would he go for it?
Hi, I'm Mark McVeary with Reverse Mortgage Answers. Tired of worrying about your finances? If you're 62 or older, a reverse mortgage can give you your financial freedom without monthly payments. Imagine being able to pay off your mortgage, clear up debts, or simply enjoy retirement the way you've always dreamed. A reverse mortgage can make that happen. Call me today at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070 and discover how your home can work for you.
So there's a lot of controversy about this two-point conversion attempt by Cincinnati yesterday. If you look at the replay, clearly the Ravens committed at least two penalties on this play.
Right.
It was a hold and it was a pass interference. Should have definitely been done over. But the real question is, why would he go for it with 38 seconds to play? It's just too much time. And the Ravens still had a timeout and they had Lamar Jackson at quarterback. So even if they made it, they would have been up by 1 point. It would have been 36-35. Still would have to stop Lamar.
Right.
Either way, they would have to stop Lamar. If it's 5 seconds to play, I get it. If it's 10 seconds to play, I get it. But 38 seconds is an eternity in an NFL game.
What is the old adage? You go for two at home and play for the tie on the road? Is that what it is?
No, you go for two on the road.
On the road.
So you can end the game right there. I get it. But not with 38 seconds left to play.
Yeah.
That's
too much time.
That's
on the
six
clock.
Plays. And a timeout.
Yeah, if it's the last play of the game, or you have like five under 10 seconds to play. Yeah,
that's it.
Because then you're only risking. Then you can squib the kick and not even risk a return.
Right. If it's 5 seconds to go, you either win or lose the game right there. I totally get it.
Right.
But here, there's so much time left.
It was to our benefit.
It was a gaffe.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. So we'll take it.
You got it.
The gaff-tastic Cincinnati Bungles.
Thank God.
Ah, the Bungles.
Because, boy, our defensive secondary, I'm sorry, there are big problems there.
Well, and now they're down Kyle Hamilton, at least for now.
Yeah.
So.
7:38. All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. General Michael Flynn was on the war room with Steve Bannon the other day, and, boy, he had some important things to say, cautionary warnings for President-elect Trump and his incoming administration. They're not going to give up. The left is not going to give up coming after Trump, either politically or maybe even physically, as we have seen already. And he had a warning for President-elect Trump.
The enemy has a vote, right? On the battlefield, in warfare, you can never discount your opposition. And in this case, the enemy has a vote. So I did not see that Politico article, but what they're doing, we've seen this movie before, they are setting up essentially another scenario to basically stop Trump dead in his tracks as he tries to go back in and govern a second time. And one of the things that he's going to have to do, and, you know, that's why I say, like, great victory last night. I mean, I'm hoarse because of all the talking and the podcast and all this stuff. But that was just, like I say, it's D-Day plus one, folks. In order to achieve the victory that we need to achieve to get this country back on the rails, because we're still off the rails, is we have to fight through and understand what these people are going to do in the next 2.5 months. Trump ought to put maximum pressure on people like Speaker of the House Johnson. And the plan to go in on day one, and I ain't talking about, I mean, Steve, I remember your whiteboard where you had listed everything on there, you know, the promises made, promises kept whiteboard, I call it. And this is beyond that. Day one, Trump takes the reins of government as the president of the United States. There has to be immediate action, right? Immediate action drills, we call them in the military. And some of those are going to have to be, and so these are things that are going to have to be planned and strategized between now and then. But these are things like going in and eliminating whole cloth people that are in senior executive positions, senior intelligence positions. Most people in America have no idea what's called a HQE, or highly qualified experts, that are people that are hired. And this administration is going to hire a bunch of people, just like Obama did, stick them into key slots, and they're going to block and tackle, you know, every single day. Those people have to be eliminated. I mean, taken out at the knees, you know, dismissed, take their clearances away, take their badges away, you know, and tell them, thank you for your service. You're done.
Period.
Yeah, and that and that has to happen. I think Trump knows that has to happen.
What are you about somebody like Schiff, by the way? I mean, this guy, I mean, leaks like a sieve, lies like a rug, and he's now a senator from the state of California.
And what bothers me is if he gets a seat on the Senate Select Intelligence Committee,
my God,
which is part of the intelligence community, the fourth branch of government, that would be even worse. And General Flynn said, again, you have to identify the enemy and know how the enemy operates.
We've seen this movie. You and I have been part of it. We've been victims of it. And we do not have to go through this, these scenes again. We can eliminate a lot of this nonsense by being prepared for what we know the enemy is going to do. And I right now talking to you, I do use that word enemy precisely because had Trump lost last night, he'd be in prison. He'd be in prison on the 26th of November. His family would be destroyed. His business enterprise would be destroyed. Guys like Elon Musk would be destroyed. They'd come after you. They'd come back after me because I know they already are. So these are all things that we can't sit here and pretend like, well, we're going to be the nice people, right? We will be effective with the use of the rule of law. We'll do it properly, but accountability must happen.
Yeah, it must.
Yeah. And again, we'll hear more from General Flynn not only today but next week because he has a lot to say about who's leading this. You'll be fascinated to find out who you might think it is and about some of the former officials of the Obama administration that are still out there causing problems for the Trump administration or the incoming Trump administration.
Hey, you know
we
what?
Need a contestant,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680 is our number if you want to match wits with CWIT and with Kristen and Mr. Bruce. Call us now. Chance for you to win some Maryland scratch-off lottery tickets up for grabs.
Operators are standing by. 743. Traffic and weather on the threes, and here he is, one of the biggest operators I've ever met, Chuck Whitaker.
Sorry I said anything. I was trying to be cute. Got it right between the eyes on the way back. That's all right, Bruce.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah. Hold your place, baby. I'll be coming back later. Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. If you're coming down I-97 from Millersville, you're heading towards Annapolis, you have your morning backup. It starts right after Benfield comes down very slow through the ramps at Route 32. It will finally get better on I-97 South after the bridge at 178. But there's some bright sunshine right there as well. Then as you merge out onto 50 at I-97, all the lanes are open. Good conditions right now coming off the Bay Bridge. BW Parkway northbound still slow. The wreck was at 197. That backup may be as far back as Powder Mill Road. Not too bad on the Beltway, but some delays are there. Last check 4 or 5 minutes ago, I just looked in, and we're good at both the harbor tunnels. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, belts, hoses, and of course your antifreeze. You'll have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Weather Channel forecast for Friday, sunshine, breezy, 72 today, clear, mid-40s tonight, and then cooler tomorrow, sunny, and 58. Got some rain coming on Sunday. Right now, mostly sunny, 56 in Stevensville, 49 in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. We've got 5 Maryland scratch-off lottery tickets, 5 times the cash. Top prize, $1,000. Go to mblottery.com for details. Our contestant is Joe in Parkville.
Morning, Joe. Joseph.
Hang on a second. It helps if I depress the button.
Veterans out there. Veterans Day Monday.
Yeah, Veterans Day is Monday. We'll be here holding down the fort, so happy Veterans Day in advance. Joe, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right, good luck to you, Joe. Here are 3 stories. U.S. Coast Guard, speaking of veterans, unduly burdening the rights of a Coast Guard veteran by dragging its feet on a religious accommodation request over elusive transgender policies. The guy wants to rejoin the Coast Guard, but they're forcing him to use preferred pronouns. And so he says he's not willing to come back in unless they drop the pronouns. Story 2, Democrat Representative Hank Johnson now admitting that the Trump, former President Trump, actually won the 2020 election and now should be unable to serve a third term. A reporter reminded Johnson Trump was never certified as the winner and was never sworn into office. And story three, South Carolina authorities issued an urgent alert for residents in one county after more than 40 monkeys escaped from a research facility late on Wednesday. Hey, hey. Never mind.
The
whole place is gone bananas.
The young primates weigh between 6 and 7 pounds, broke free from their enclosures and have now been spotted running wild all over the county. Is it story one? Coastie wants back in, but Coast Guard says, you got to use the right pronouns. Story two, Hank Johnson says, hey, Trump actually won. Can't serve a third term. Or story three, the we're the monkeys. And they weren't the flying kind either, the Wizard of Oz.
It's all right. I got to go. I think Hank Johnson, although I think he is spaced enough to say that, I think that's fake news.
All right. Bruce goes for story number two. Chuck?
Two, please.
Chuck for two. Kristen?
Yeah, I'm afraid with the state of the military that number one may be true, and I could see we have a lot of weird animal experiments and escapes going on, so I'll also say number two.
That's how Truck hires his traffic team.
That's nice.
And I'm not going to swing through the trees on this one.
Oh, Joe.
Wait a minute. He's not supposed to say anything here.
You can't be cleverer than Chuck. I mean, that's a rule.
That's not a Chuck Whittier. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to go with two as well.
Right. He's gone way too far. If he wins, cut him off.
And we're going to send you a complimentary Excel download of Chuck's Rolodex, Joe, just in case.
All right.
You know, it'll take you about 15 minutes to read.
All right, nice. 15 minutes, 15 days.
Read?
Well, it's the same joke over and over again.
That's nice. That's nice. Just like this show.
That's right.
See, shut right up there. You see that goes? That's right.
Somehow we made a living out of it.
Not. You did?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're just a barrel of monkeys here, man.
Careful. The check hasn't been cut yet.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you're aware.
Where's McCraw? Is he sitting down the hall? Get his ass in the studio.
All right, story number two. Guam was actually at a tipping point because they flipped it.
That's right.
They flipped Guam. So they flipped
no
Guam.
Kidding.
So
it's not an island anymore.
No, it's not a blue island. It's a red island.
Oh,
or close to a red island. All right, so that's number two. Was our fake news story, Joe? Congratulations, you are winner. We'll tell you how to pick up your prize.
Hey, by the way, just real quick, did you see that? I sent you a video with the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes. Very good. Very funny stuff.
Very funny.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is coming up on 7:50. We'll still hear more from General Flynn and Akash Patel on something that is terrifying the radical left. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll take a look at why criminal records of the Utes are not being shared from law enforcement to the DJS to schools. There is a communication gap. It's been identified, so we'll get to that story here in just a second, as well as your calls and comments. And the Best of the Morning Drive is available each and every day at WCVM.com and on our Facebook page, and it is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. And speaking of Michael A. Friedman, he and his firm are, again, the best in the business when it comes to representing you in a serious injury resulting from a serious accident. And this happens all the time. It's happened to members of my family and the WCBM family and our listeners as well. So a lot of people have been helped by the law firm of Michael A. Friedman, Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman, all the associate attorneys and legal secretaries, paralegals, and even those that used to work in the insurance industry that now work for the firm are there to make sure that your recovery is the first and foremost the priority. So you can concentrate on the other priorities in your life. You can just get better, and they take care of everything. I mean everything. It's one of the reasons why they've been voted the top 10 personal injury law firms in the last, at least 10 years, at least a decade, and why they continue to do it each and every year. Because of this commitment to excellence, commitment to service, and making sure that you recover from your injuries, and they'll recover any damages. So remember the name? The Law Offices of Michael E. Friedman. Check out their website. It's informative, it's helpful, and it's easy to navigate at maflaw.com.
This is Dallas.
Delegate Nino Mangione, join me and Irish Charities of Maryland at the 50th Annual Maryland Irish Festival, set for November 8th through 10th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The event includes traditional and contemporary Irish music, authentic Irish food and beverage, cultural activities, a kids zone, and an assortment of vendors. There will also be 50th anniversary drink and food specials, in addition to whiskey tastings, special raffles, and more. Proceeds will benefit local nonprofits and charities. Ticket prices vary. For more info, visit irishfestival.com.
Charlie Kirk here. I'm proud to announce I'm joining the great lineup at WCBM. Join me this Sunday afternoon at 4 for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
752 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock this morning, right here on Talk Radio 680. Well, more liberal tears are out there, and we will allow you to wallow in them with us between 8 and 9. Also, criminal records of juvies. Well, why doesn't anybody know what they are? Why can't they pass them along to those individuals who need to have them in order to make a reasoned judgment as to what they should be warning the people around them about? Apparently, that is simply the way things work here in the state of Maryland.
Yeah. It's also, I just want to again thank Andrew Langer and Delegate Nino Mangione for the incredible jobs that they have done while Kim was running for Congress, and they kept the seat warm, and they did.
Did good work, man.
So get a chance. This is Andrew's, again, last show at midday here, and Nino, because he's returning to the legislature. There's a future for both Andrew and Nino, obviously, here at WCBM. We value both of them very, very highly, and I want to thank them for their professionalism and their commitment and dedication to their craft here over the last several months. They've done an amazing job.
It's funny because Chuck emailed pretty much the same sentiments to me last night about you, Sean. So we really appreciate.
Yeah, occasionally
you.
I've had to sit in on traffic. It's a tough job. I got to tell you, navigating all these cameras
and knowing whether or not the plazas are free. I mean, this kind of stuff.
It's frenetic. It really is.
Yeah, Chuck Whitaker, traffic.
How dare you have the audacity. There's an inside joke for you.
Yes, there is.
You know where I'm going.
Traffic and weather on the threes.
Chuck. Ask them where their folks are. I'm still here. I ain't going no place. 95, Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open. Even the ramp now is much better from 95 onto Russell Street and eventually down to the BW Parkway. We're in really good shape right now, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. The wreck did clear, and the BW Parkway looks much better now, northbound through the ramps at 197 in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather telephone. Forecast sunny, breezy, and 72 today. Right now, 51 in Middle River. It is 57 in Stevensville. Let's take a call from Betty in Cockeysville.
Morning, Betty.
Good morning, boys. I saw on Fox TV that a city official said something very nasty about people who voted for Trump. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes, I have the story here, but go ahead.
He or she said that we have blood on our hands. What a hateful thing to say, and they didn't identify the city official.
I have her name, if you want.
Yeah.
It's Allie Smith. Chief of Partnerships and Philanthropic Strategy. She was appointed that by Mayor Scott in January, and she's a longtime City Hall aide. And she suggested on Facebook this week that Trump voters are hypocritical by claiming to be pro-life, because mental health emergency calls to 988 increased exponentially the day after the presidential election. She specifically pointed to a surge in calls from LGBTQ youth, and she says, "How the F do you call that a pro-life vote? Honestly, blood is on your hands." End of quote.
That's a nasty thing to say, and it's completely untrue. Those of us who voted for Trump, we voted for the right person that the country needs. And I am thrilled. I'm thrilled that we got our man in. And watch out. They should beef up the the security around this man, because he's got many enemies that despise him, and they actually want him dead. And we've got to, you know, watch out for this man his family.
It's an important point. The blood on your hands. What about Lincoln Riley, Rachel Warren, and of course all of the people that have actually been killed by the policies? Look, I can't help it. Liberalism is a mental illness, and it is the left that scared the Rainbow Mafia crowd into, you know, he's a Hitler, he's a fascist, and so you are responsible for the mental health crisis in America today. The left is, not Donald Trump.
Nicole Wallace is one of them. I think Kristen Welker is another one of them. But one of the biggest snots in cable news today, I think, is Stephanie Ruhle. She is pretty convinced that she is smarter than the average bear and certainly smarter than anybody who voted for Donald Trump.
We have now let misinformation become the accepted information. We've accepted a narrative that despite an actually great economic recovery, the vibes don't feel good. So we want to reject it and get something else.
So basically what she's saying is ignore your life experience. Ignore what happens when you go to the grocery store. Ignore the difficulty you're having paying your bills at the end of the month. Because after all, I say everything is good, so shut up and do what we tell you to. This is the classic leftist response to what is going on in our world.
It reminds me of Joe Scarborough was shocked to find out what the price of butter was yesterday.
Yeah,
these people don't shop for themselves. They're not affected by the downturn in the economy. They're globalists. They're elitists. They live in an ivory tower. They have no clue what the rest of us go through.
Oh, then listen to this slime again. From dear old Steph.
The person we are now betting on to change all of it is Donald Trump, a man who did two almost impossible things. He won the American presidency twice, and he drove a casino into the ground. What will the future hold now that America has just decided that we're going to F around and find out?
Yeah, well, I hope that actually that she is intellectually honest enough in 4 years to say I was wrong. That's all you can hope.
You can hope. It's not going to happen. Yeah.
Well, look, I'm still waiting for the call back from Larry Hogan's people to get him on the air here. So it's going to happen any day. I have confidence in this. RFK Jr. told a fascinating story, Sean, about a conversation he had with Donald Trump on an airplane going from point A to point B.
He took a piece of paper and he drew on it a map of the Mideast with all the nations on it. And then he wrote in each country the troop strength. And he was particularly looking at the border between Syria and Turkey.
Now, first of all, the idea of being able to sit down and simply write out the names and troop strengths of all of the countries in the Mideast, I couldn't do it. I think most of us couldn't do it. Donald Trump not only did that, he did it rather comfortably and actually had some conclusions to draw from it.
And he said, we have 500 men on the border of Syria and Turkey and a little, you know, encampment that was bombed. And he said, there's 750,000 troops in Turkey. There's 250,000 in Syria. If they go up against each other, we're in the middle. And he said to his generals, well, what's going to happen to those 500 men? And his general said to him, they're going to be cannon fodder. And he said, get them out.
Period. I mean, what we need, and this is the point that RFK is making, what we need is somebody who, as commander-in-chief, who has the judgment to analyze a situation like that, actually meld the information together so it's usable, and make the right decision. And I think we have the right guy for that.
When it comes to the epidemic of Utes crime in Maryland, we have met the enemy, and it's us. 8 o'clock.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's a truly historic appointment. President-elect Trump has named his campaign manager, Susie Wiles, to the job of White House Chief of Staff, the first time a woman has held that important White House post. And as soon as the election was in the bag, the Trump transition team hit the ground running.
The former and future president has 70-plus days to build out his team and stand up an entirely new administration. Early focus is on key positions, including White House Chief of Staff and top cabinet posts. All told, there are some 4,000 government jobs to be filled with political appointees, people who are specifically tapped by the incoming president. Trump officials say the second administration won't look much like the first one 8 years ago. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israeli soccer fans targeted by an anti-Semitic attack in Amsterdam. At least five people had to go to the hospital.
Anti-Semitic rioters acted
simply sought out Israeli supporters to attack and assault after a soccer match, Amsterdam authorities say, as Israel sends planes to the Dutch capital to fly fans home. A statement issued by the Dutch capital's municipality, police and prosecution office say that the night after the Europa League game between Ajax and Maccabi Tel Aviv was very turbulent, with several incidents of violence aimed at Maccabi supporters. I'm Charles Delezesma.
Some of those forced to flee a huge wildfire in Ventura County, California, have nothing left, their homes and everything inside destroyed. The mountain fire, stoked by gusty winds, has damaged or destroyed almost 200 homes and threatens thousands more. 10,000 people ordered to evacuate. The fire has charred 32 square miles in the Camarillo area. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 28 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 43 points, and the S&P futures 2 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk Talk.
8:03. Oh. Talk Radio 680. Sorry.
Oh, my heart.
Imagine having to work for a whole extra 60 minutes, man.
You mind your business. You just get the time right.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is. Lazy Bones Johnson.
Thank you. There's a wreck on the Beltway, outer loop, just after Charles Street and right before 83. They're in a bad spot here. They're in the right lane. Nobody's behind it right now, so they have no pre-warning, and the traffic is coming right up on them. I know the state police are en route, but in the meantime, we're backed up to York Road. When you get to Charles Street, you need to be over in the center and the left-hand lane. There are people standing around on the right shoulder as well. It's a bad situation till we get the state police there, but again, you'll have a delay probably starting now back at Delaney Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear to start off this Friday, then a sunny afternoon with gusty winds out of the northwest at times and a high hitting 72. The low tonight should fall into the mid-40s under a clear sky. Then a cooler weekend, plenty of sun tomorrow, the high of 58. Clouds will increase on Sunday with a few afternoon showers developing and a high in the low 60s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you're taking a look at the temperatures that are moderate at the very worst. It's going to be a pretty pleasant day, actually. Pikesville, 47 degrees. Downtown Baltimore currently is 55 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Vote counting continues in Maryland's 6th with Anil Pirrott trailing April McLean Delaney. She has actually slightly expanded her lead during this vote count. Baltimore area and much of Maryland is under a red flag warning today. The National Weather Service says the combination of dry conditions, low humidity, and strong gusty winds may result in conditions that could lead to rapidly spreading fires. A Jessup man has been indicted on charges related to the theft of $18,000 in construction tools. The investigation began in January after a tracking device led Howard County Police to an Elk Ridge storage unit containing stolen tools, and additional search warrants were carried out on a dozen other locations. Police believe the tools were stolen from stores, businesses, vehicles, residential properties, and construction sites in Maryland, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. 52-year-old Jose Acevas faces felony charges in the theft scheme. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 728. Your pick 4 was 4416. And coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar. buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
What is it about this Ravens-Bengals rivalry, the three-point overtime win in Cincinnati and a one-point win last night at home, 35-34 the final. Lamar throws for 290 and four touchdowns. Joe Burrow, 428 and four touchdowns. Ravens linebacker Trenton Simpson was asked about the rivalry in the postgame.
Man, it's real, man. It's a dog fight. You know, the records clear out when it's time to play, you know, and you just spot the ball and make the best team win. But so I know one thing now being in this rivalry is it's going to always be a physical game and it's going to come down to the end. You've got to be ready for four quarters or however long it takes.
In two games now, Lamar 638 yards passing, eight touchdowns, no picks. Joe Burrow 820 yards, nine touchdowns and one interception. Ravens are now 7-3. Steelers are 6-2, and they will be at the Commanders this Sunday. That'll be a big showdown in D.C. Mike Elias making news yesterday. The Orioles general manager was questioned on MLB Network about the chances of Corbin Burnes re-signing with the Orioles.
He was a great guy to have anchor your rotation. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of interest in him being who he is, but I think he knows what he has in Baltimore and the chances to win and the support system that we provided, and we're definitely staying plugged in with him and his camp.
Well, all that may be true, but it'll cost the Birds about $30 million or more to keep him. And finally, in the NBA, the Bronny-LeBron pairing is over, at least for now. Bronny sent down to the G League after four appearances. Here's his numbers. 6.5 minutes, 4 points. Coming up at 8:35, a full weekend of high school and college football, and that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Love to hear from you. If you're enjoying the conversation this morning, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And if you are a parent or a grandparent or even a great-grandparent of a child in public schools in Maryland, you should be very concerned about who might be sitting next to your child, grandchild, or great-grandchild. Because, frankly, nobody really knows. And the case in point is that we had recently a student, a Ute, who was wearing an ankle monitor under the Department of Juvenile Services supervision, stemming from a 2023 attempted murder charge from when the teen was a student at, I think it was Meade High School in Anne Arundel County, and then was placed in Howard High in Howard County, unbeknownst to the superintendent, Bill Barnes, and to the principal of Howard High, and to the teachers, and to the fellow classmates. You had a Ute that was charged with attempted murder going to school. Nobody knew. And so people start asking questions. How does this happen? Mackenzie Frost over at Fox 45, she started going to different people. First up was Vinny Schiraldi, the head of the Department of Youth Services.
All right, well, JSEP's not under me. It's under a board. I'm a member of that board, but I don't control that board.
and we have to see what the law allows us to do or doesn't allow us to do.
Can you say punt?
Yeah.
He just punted it to an organization called JSEP, and that's a Juvenile Services Education Program that's headed by somebody by the name of Kimberly Pogue. And Kimberly Pogue says that all they really can transfer are education records.
No, that those we only transfer their educational progress while they're with JSEP, again, to ensure that there's no loss of their educational progress in the transfer. We do not currently transfer any criminal history and any of that background when they transfer back to their home school.
What? There's no criminal transfer?
There would need to be some, as far as I understand, some statutory changes that would require or treat JSEP as a local educational agency, because we're currently not considered one in the statutes.
So apparently it's not DGS's fault. It's not JSEP's fault. It is Maryland state lawmakers that need to address this. And Pogue says, in a question by Frost, that they've been kept in the dark.
Of course, we know that if they're with us, there has been some sort of activity, but we don't have the details as to why a student has come to JSEP.
Is that something that would be beneficial to the teachers or to the social workers or anybody within JSEP to know that information?
Maybe the social workers. I don't know if it would have anything of any assistance for our teachers, just because, you know, we know that because they're with us, there has been some type of activity.
So let's follow along here for just a second. Police arrest somebody that is of a violent crime, attempted murder. Okay, why aren't they in detention at DGS? That's number one. Somebody charged with attempted murder is sent home to mommy and daddy, then put in school. So the police knew, and did the social department, social workers know?
Yeah, I thought.
I would think that sure. They would know, but, yeah. But then again, who knows in this state? That this state is a criminal coddling state from cradle to grave. I mean, and it's this is just how bad it really is. We got more on this coming up in just a second.
8:13 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on the Beltway here is on the outer loop right at 83. It's right after Charles Street. It was in the right lane, and then we said they had no protection there. And then suddenly everybody rolled up. State police there, medic unit, fire department. They're doing everything now on the right side of the roadway. Only the left-hand lane is open for the Beltway coming over from York Road, Delaney Valley Road, Providence Road. The backup now starting probably back and may join up with the heavy traffic west of Paring Parkway. So if you're coming west and you're over towards Towson and through that area, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, maybe Putty Hill if you have to go into Towson, if you have to go as far as the JFX, even Seminary Avenue outside the Beltway wouldn't be a bad idea. They had some injuries, have people standing around on the right shoulder, but the fire department now and the medic unit blocking the right side of the road. Even the interloop is looking at it just a bit coming over from the ramp at 83. There's a new wreck on the parkway, this time southbound at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Friday's going to be great. Weather Channel's a sunny, breezy, and 72, 45 for the low tonight. And the weekend's going to be a little cooler. We expect some rain maybe on Sunday. Right now, 52 and sunny in Pikesville, 53 in the city. Up next, we'll see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time to find out which lefty has lost it. Let's head out to the Big Top if you're good. Time to head to the circus. Please enter the Big Top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democratic clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, and out steps a classic camel voter, a classic lefty who is so upset at what happened. He almost can't put it into words, but don't worry, he finds a way.
I want to take this moment to congratulate those of you who voted for Donald Trump, which was the overwhelming majority of Americans. You chose to vote for a dictatorship, and that is what you will get. America is no longer the land of the free. You have chosen, by siding with Donald Trump, to throw our United States Constitution and our United States flag in the garbage. Personally, I am embarrassed. I am ashamed to call myself an American. In fact, I no longer call myself an American.
Well, first of all, man, you have drunk the whole thing of Kool-Aid, haven't you? Without any really realistic look at the facts on the table. But that's okay. We can all make that choice. As far as you no longer call yourself an American, there is a solution to this. Apply for citizenship in any other country on the earth, and then simply say, you know, eliminate U.S. citizenship completely. Say you're no longer a U.S. citizenship, renounce it, and then get the hell out of the country. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, he's become another one of these hyphenated Americans.
Yeah.
They're called stupid Americans.
Yeah, it's just, look, if you no longer want to be an American, all right, renounce your citizenship, become a citizen of somewhere else, or no citizen of any country. Be, in essence, a man without a country. Not a problem at all. Have a good life, you know?
You know, it's always the left that's threatening to leave the country.
But
we always stick around no matter what.
And they never do.
Yeah.
They never, ever do. So, excuse me, sir. No disrespect intended, but you get your fat butt out of here.
What do you hear? Speaking about fat butts, Mike Davis had a classic one-liner yesterday on Tish James, so we got that coming up a little later on in the show.
But back to thought you were going to lead the Chuck.
No. Back to this DJS stuff.
Yes.
We find out that from this Kimberly Pogue at JSEP that she can't do anything about it, and she told Mackenzie Frost it really is up to the Maryland General Insane Asylum to fix this.
And so at this point, it would be up to the state lawmakers come January to change that.
Yes, I believe that is currently what would need to happen to allow JSEP to be able to transfer that type of information.
Yeah, just imagine. And she says, then these are called what are called reportable offenses. Well, if they're reportable offenses, who the hell is reporting them? Nobody is reporting these offenses.
No, we're not part of the conversation currently. Again, we're not notified of reportable offenses as students transfer to us. Again, we know that they're with us, and
sure. We
just want to make sure we have their educational records.
I just want one thing. Would some either Republican or Democrat with a conscience, and they know that's very hard to find, they're on the endangered species list these days in this state, please introduce a bill that would require any juvenile, any ute accused of a violent crime. I'm not saying they're guilty. They have to get their due process. But accused of a violent crime would be required to do remote learning until their case is properly adjudicated. That they would have to learn from home or go to some place that's safe where they're not mixing in with other students, putting them in danger. Is that not a common sense solution?
Yeah, I would think that particularly if you have somebody with previous convictions, you're going to put them back into the classroom again. Why?
theoretically, this is what could happen in the state of Maryland. A ute, a minor, kills somebody and is accused of attempted murder, but hasn't stood trial yet. So they're not kept in detention by juvenile services. Police know, and apparently social workers know, or maybe they don't. They're not kept in detention, and then social workers now have to put them somewhere, either with a foster family, and they won't know, and or the school that they're at don't know. So they go out and kill again. And so there's still nobody is going to know. So they just keep repeating the same behavior over and over again and putting other people at great risk. Really? We got to fix this.
Well, they throw themselves on the mercy of the court because they're orphans? Come on. I mean, this is absolute insanity.
It is insanity. And that's the definition of insanity, is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. One thing that is will not question your sanity is if you're trying to sell your home, our good buddy Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, is going to help you. He's been serving Maryland and Lower Pennsylvania for over two decades, and he's back here on the show this morning. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Indeed it is. And look, I think just about every time I turn on the TV, I'm seeing a commercial where a company wants to buy your home for cash.
Yeah.
And then I think about how you can generate multiple cash offers versus their one offer and how that would be a much, much better deal.
Yeah. Hey, Sean. Customers today, they love choice. And being able to look at a cash offer is a great option to avoid the typical hassles when trying to sell your home the traditional way. But selling your home to an investor doesn't mean that you're gonna get away without any risk. Many people don't know that there are investors out there that only purchase about 10% of the homes that they put contracts in on. And one of the dishonest tactics that's out there is investors are they're offering you a great price, and then 3 days before closing, they come in, they drop the price 30%, or they say they're going to walk, and they're looking for those desperate people that are going to take that lowball offer. So it's about 10% of the sellers will do that, and it's just. It's not right.
No, that is not right. This is one of these things. It's not buyer beware, it's seller beware.
Yep.
No, I've heard, look, you have to make sure you read these contracts thoroughly so you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, absolutely, Bruce. For our customers, we have very clear, simple, upfront language, no surprises. We've closed 100% of the homes that have utilized our cash offer platform. So not only can our customers feel confident that they're going to get the best offer because they have multiple investors competing for their home at the same time, but they get to the closing table within their time frame with the least amount of hassle and inconvenience.
If I was looking for a cash offer, I would want to go with someone that has a proven track record and wasn't trying to pull a fast one on me.
Yeah, exactly. And, we say, why settle for one cash offer from one company and then have to go to another company for another cash offer? We will provide you multiple cash offers at a price acceptable to you, or we'll pay you the difference. Why take the risk with companies that are going to provide you with lowball offers, see how desperate you are, when you can contact us? We'll give you multiple cash offers at your price, or we'll pay you the difference.
So here's my recommendation to anybody who likes the idea of a cash offer, especially at your price, or if anybody's going to pay you the difference, give them a call or shoot them a text right now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. As always, Vinnie Steele, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, have a great weekend, Vinnie.
Thanks, guys.
823 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Jack Quitter.
Who?
Chuck Whitaker.
Okay.
Now I'm getting ready for the season opening of Yellowstone. And there's that gal who plays Teeter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Chuck Whitaker.
It's all right by me.
Yeah.
I like her. She's all right.
Michael Landon's kid.
Get ready for Beth. Beth is coming.
Yes.
Beth is coming.
I'm not ready for anything. You know that.
I know.
Outer loop of the Beltway still down to a single lane right here at 83, right after Charles Street. Several vehicles are involved. Fire department's still there. The medic had just left, but the fire department is blocking the center and the right-hand lane. So now get this. The backup starts here between Charles Street and 83. Tail end of the backup is all the way back to Hartford Road. It's a hell of a long backup right now, and you're just not going anywhere after Delaney Valley Road and Providence Road because they're only a single lane over at Charles Street, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill. If you can get outside the Beltway at Delaney Valley Road at Seminary, go across Seminary, come back down at the JFX, good to go. Went around all that, saved yourself some time. BW Parkway, that wreck was southbound, now on the shoulder at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, Johnson, it's sunny, breezy today, 72. Tonight it'll be clear and mid-40s, and right now sunny, 52 in the Bel Air, 54 in Glen Burnie. So let's look at the timeline here, Bruce, on this crime epidemic that is just exploding all across Baltimore and Maryland. And that is several years ago, led by people like Senator Jill Carter, Senator Will Smith, Bill Ferguson, and a bunch of progressive Marxist Democrats who now have a supermajority thanks to Maryland voters. We've met the problem, and it is us.
Yes.
They have the Juvenile Justice Reform Act, which the whole purpose of that was to not put black or brown children in jail or in detention at all. The goal was to keep them out and to not prosecute them in many cases for absolutely aberrant criminal behavior, by the way. And secondly came the CIPA, or the Child Interrogation Protection Act, where you could not interrogate or question a child unless both the parents and the attorney were present. And you might imagine that cost law enforcement crucial moments when it was important to get information when they needed to. And they, of course, a lot of them just clammed up and did not cooperate at all. So those two led to this explosion. So what does the General Insane Asylum do this session? Well, they come up with a new Juvenile Justice Reform Act, which now you can charge 10 to 12-year-olds with some crimes. And, of course, it extends their probation. But we still have an issue where we have youths running around committing attempted murders and then going right back into schools and the foster families. And it's all the fault of the lawmakers of the state of Maryland. Yes, the Jill Carters and the Will Smiths and the Bill Fergusons and the Adrian Jones and now the Westmores and the Brandon Scotts as well. So we've met the enemy. It is the, I hate to say it, but it is the progressive Democrats. Westmore can spout off all he wants about accountability. He has no idea what accountability is. And this is coming from a guy that served in the 82nd Airborne. Yeah. That's a real head scratch to me. Brandon Scott, I get. You know, he was a kid from Park Heights on the west side that, again, just ran with a hood. Okay, I get that about Brandon Scott. But Westmore had some training in the United States military. I mean, how shameful is that?
You think hierarchy and order and a sense of, you know, what the responsibilities are would be kind of ingrained in him in the 82nd.
And he goes out and hires a guy, Vinny Schiraldi, who doesn't think that they're capable of committing crimes up until the age of 25, that the brain isn't fully developed. And he goes out and hires a convicted murderer to reform the DJS.
Yeah.
This is insane. And again, apparently Maryland voters, they lap this stuff up. And it's, you know, it's only, it's ironic, until it's your family that has had a loved one that has been assaulted or raped or killed in that, or carjacked, whatever it is. And it's, you know, I hope it never happens to anybody. But at some point in time, we're going to bottom out. We haven't reached that yet. But we are going to bottom out based on this ideology.
Actually, my prayer is that we've already bottomed. You know, it's because... Let's put it this way. It's if we've not bottomed out, then let's view this as a nautical exercise. This has been like, you know, turning a cargo ship around. You don't do it by making a pivot and immediately go the other direction. It takes a lot of work and a lot of miles to get that thing from going due east to going due west.
Quick question. How does Donald Trump, who ran on a campaign platform of improving America's major cities, Detroit, Baltimore, you know, the whole nine yards, how does he do that? How does he do that and make these cities safe again if he's not going to get the cooperation? He's already getting pushback from Gavin Newsom. He's holding a special session to disrupt Trump. Tisha James the other day came on her unglued rant. Pritzker in Illinois saying the same thing. So he's going to get pushback. These people don't want their cities to be safe and to be reformed.
You go to those mayors who do want it and say, it, you know, prove that it works. And if it works for them, then you expand it until eventually people like Pritzker and the mayor of Chicago and Adams up in New York and so forth actually get convinced that this is the proper way to go. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just first hearing the birds in the morning, hearing them chirp, your favorite song, maybe. Maybe you're missing pieces of conversations with old friends. You know, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan. They give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100, online aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here is Bruce Elliott with all the latest.
Thank you, Sean. Just a man has been indicted on charges relating to the theft of some $18,000 of construction tools. The investigation began in January after a tracking device led Howard County Police to an Elkridge storage unit containing stolen tools, and additional search warrants were then carried out on a dozen other locations. Police believe the tools were stolen from stores, businesses, vehicles, residential properties, and construction sites in Maryland, Virginia, and PA. 52-year-old Jose Jose Acevis faces felony charges in that theft. Suspect in custody after a deadly road rage shooting in Glen Burnie. Anne Arundel County Police say the victim was shot shortly before 8:30 last night in the area of Furnace Branch and Margate Drives. When the officers arrived, they found a 51-year-old victim lying on the ground. Despite life-saving efforts, he was pronounced dead. According to police, the 23-year-old suspect arrested at the scene. Investigators believe the victim was shot after an incident on Route 10. Investigation is ongoing. City police investigating a Thursday afternoon murder in Northwest Baltimore. Police called the 3700 block of Gwin Oak at around 3:30 p.m. for a report of a shooting. Found a victim unresponsive, multiple life-threatening gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead at the scene. So far, no word on a suspect or motive for the shooting. And the vote continues. The vote counting continues out in Maryland's 6th, with Democrat April McLean Delaney holding a lead, slightly expanding that lead, actually, over Republican Neil Parrott. Finally, this. The Baltimore area and much of Maryland under a red flag warning today. National Weather Service says the combination of dry conditions, low humidity, and strong gusty winds may result in conditions that could lead to rapidly spreading fires. So please, no open burning. 831, almost 832 right now. In 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145-330.
Pick 3 lottery, 728. From last night, your pick 4 was 4416. And now at 833, traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
That multi-vehicle wreck still there. It's only the left-hand lane open on the outer loop at 83. Three vehicles involved, all kinds of activity there. Left-hand lane is open. The backup on the Beltway is all the way back to Paring Parkway. So, again, we can get off in that area. Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill. If you're there at Delaney Valley Road or Providence Road, you want to take Seminary, you can take Seminary over to Falls Road, come back down to the JFX. This is a big backup and a late delay on the northeast and then the north side of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear to start off this Friday, then a sunny afternoon with gusty winds out of the northwest at times and a high hitting 72. The low tonight should fall into the mid-40s under a clear sky. Then a cooler weekend, plenty of sun tomorrow, the high of 58. Clouds will increase on Sunday with a few afternoon showers developing and a high in the low 60s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial pound 250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Lamar Jackson paying off for the Ravens tremendously this year with another stellar performance last night. In the Ravens' 35-34 win over the Bengals, Lamar with four touchdown passes, a career-best fourth quarter, throwing for 197 yards and three scores in the fourth quarter alone. Tylan Wallace got into the act, tiptoeing down the sideline for an 84-yard touchdown and was asked about Lamar in the postgame.
Oh, man. I mean, I don't know who else you would want to have back there. I mean, you know, he makes plays out of nothing. You know, a lot of quarterbacks in the league probably can't. So just having him back there, having that trust in him, having him trust us, I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better.
3 for 115. It was a career night, for Tylan Wallace. Meanwhile, Lamar, for his part, credited Marlon Humphrey with the game-changing play.
I feel like when Marlo had forced that fumble, that kind of woke us up, because I feel like we were asleep throughout the whole first half, even though we scored that once, but we were pretty much flat throughout the game.
Humphrey's strip of Bengals running back Chase Brown in the third quarter with the Ravens down 21-7, turned the game around. So the upshot is Ravens are 7-3 after an 0-2 start, 7 of 8 in their last 8. Weekend off, chance to sit back and watch what the Steelers do with the Commanders on Sunday. College football schedule for Saturday. Maryland takes on number 1 Oregon at 7 p.m. Navy, with 2 losses now in a row, will be at the University of South Florida. Hampton is at Towson, Morgan at Delaware State. Hopkins hosts Dickinson. Stevenson travels to Misericordia, and the 8-0 and 6th-ranked Salisbury Seagulls host McDaniel on the shore. High school football yesterday, opening game of the MPSSAA playoffs. Dunbar runs its winning streak to 49. They crush Edmondson 64-0. The Poets now have won 3 straight titles. Elsewhere in the MPSSAA today, this is in Class 4A East, North County in Annapolis. It'll be Meade at Dundalk. Class 3A North, Aberdeen at Franklin, Poly and Overly, City and Bel Air. 1A West, big rivalry, Fort Hill and Allegheny. In the MIAA, B Conference, Curley at Severn, Pilate at St. Paul's, and in the MIAA Conference, Mount St. Joe, good luck with Spalding, and Calvert Hall will take on McDonough. To hot stove baseball we go, and the Juan Soto sweepstakes are heating up. Both New York teams involved. A 12-year, over $600 million contract is being discussed. It would be the largest in baseball history. Closer to home, Orioles GM Mike Elias was on MLB Network yesterday, anticipating some free agent defections. So the plan would be...
That's going to be at least a starting pitcher, hopefully more than that. And we need some help in the outfield, particularly a lot of our at-bats from the right side of the plate.
Clearly anticipating the defections of Corbin Burns and Anthony Santander. And finally, the BMW Championships will be returning to Caves Valley Golf Club in Owings Mills. Absolute beautiful course, a jewel, and they're looking for volunteers. If you're interested, you can register online for those positions at BMWChampionship.com. That's BMWChampionship.com. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the Friday Football Pick'em up next.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
All right, so here we go. We've already got one in the books from last night.
Oh, everybody, no, I'll guess on that one. I'm guessing the Ravens by 1.
Really?
That's you're in second.
Yeah, and that's why you're close to, you know what? Except for the other two people, you're first.
Yeah.
Well, I should mention that I'm actually in first, okay?
Yeah.
I'm 22-14.
But now I'm above 500.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Oh, you are. Actually, you are.
Thank you very much.
Last night's game. Okay, yeah, so now you can start your playoff run.
Okay. Now, here comes the playoff run.
All right, everybody's got the Ravens. Let's go further. 49ers at Buccaneers. Sean.
Bucks.
Bucks.
Okay. Bucks here, too. Wow, okay. Lions at Texans.
Lions.
Okay. Lions by a field goal.
Lions cross the board. And here's the big one, Sean. Steelers at Commanders.
Skins at home.
That's not the game, Sean.
It's my game.
It's your game. Go ahead, Bruce.
Commanders by a field goal.
You know what? We are in agreement on every single one.
So in other words, there'll be no status change.
This is a conspiracy.
For the rest of the year, Sean, I'm picking exactly what you pick.
That's right.
Bruce? if you throw some money my way.
By the way, this thing at Caves Valley you're talking about.
Yes.
Did you tell them you can carry 2 bags?
Did I what now?
Did you tell them you can carry 2 bags?
Yes, I can carry 2 bags.
Yeah. So there you go.
Are you gonna register for the volunteer?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, he'll be in the pro shop.
Have you guys ever been up there?
Yeah, beautiful.
Gorgeous. They've done a great job.
It is one of the best courses out there.
Yeah. You got it.
Gary, thanks so much.
Hey, have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. Let's take a call here from Mike in Bel Air.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Doing fine, thanks.
I don't think any of these politicians, with all this stuff that they're doing and all these crazy little laws and the stuff with the youth and stuff like that going on, it's really not going to stop until it comes home to roost at their house.
Yeah.
And you hate to hope for something like that to happen. But, you know, the fox is going to come and get into the chicken house sooner or later. I'm going to tell you that right
now. Well, I mean, it did happen, unfortunately, to former Congressman Elijah Cummings, and it didn't really alter him all that much.
Worldview, no.
You know, a little bit. I mean, he was affected a little bit, but there have been some people that... But you look at these angel moms, their lives have been immeasurably altered. Was it Shelley Luther, the one that was thrown in jail? And Mike, thanks for the call during COVID. Remember her down in Texas?
Yes.
She actually won a House seat in Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, again, she was one of those COVID warriors that was punished by the swamp, and she turned it into a successful political career, at least the beginning of that. So,
you know, for me, there's a big lesson here. You take a look at that case, look at others. This is the danger of a very large, centralized government,
right,
is the amount of power that they have. And then all you need is a couple of bad actors. For example, we have a number of them during the Biden-Harris administration who make the determination we're going to use that power to punish our enemies. For me, that's one of the biggest philosophical arguments for a smaller government closer to the people. It's that straightforward. Why would you want anybody else to have that kind of power over you? All right. Michael Beschloss, once upon a time, he was a respected historian. Now he's kind of a hack. He says, well, folks, now that Trump is in office, we are Nazi Germany.
That's what happens when strong men come to power. That happened in Italy in the 1920s and 1930s, Germany in the 1930s. And this is what happens when America begins to go toward dictatorship.
Yeah, we apparently have gone toward dictatorship by electing a guy who simply wants to make America great again. Go figure. Again, here's your best loss.
You have to give Donald Trump credit for this. He's been very straightforward. Mm-hmm. He has said, if you elect me, you're going to get violence, you're going to get dictatorship for at least a day. He has made very clear what's going to happen. That's a campaign promise. And what I cannot understand is that half the country seems to think that that's fine.
Now, somebody should challenge this moron.
Yeah.
And say he was already president for 4 years.
Yeah.
What specific policy
did he introduce
did
in that
he
4 years?
Introduced in that in those 4 years
precisely
that even you even think remotely resembled the Third Reich or Nazi Germany?
Yeah, and again, my wife is the daughter of a Holocaust survivor. Every time I hear these Hitler things, it drives me crazy because no one in this country has killed 12 million individuals or has any intent of so doing. It is disgusting to cheapen what actually happened to Jews, to Roman Catholics, to homosexuals, those people with cerebral palsy and MS and others during the Nazi era. No one in the world in this country has done this. It's disgusting. Sorry, minor rant there. 843, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the accident vehicles on the outer loop at 83 are now on the shoulder, but the damage has been done. We start with the backup there. Goes back to Charles Street, York Road, Delaney Valley, Providence Road, Lock Raven Boulevard, back to Perrin Parkway. So still a very long delay. It's going to take a while to get through there because they're still looking at it, even though it's on the shoulder. So again, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, Seminary Avenue, outside the Beltway to get around some of that. The inner loop here on the west side has been slow between I-70 and Liberty Road. Not sure if there had been an incident there, but we're slower than usual on the northbound side. Getting better after Liberty Road. Hang on just 1 second. All right, now, feel better.
It was good.
Yes, I had to clear my throat. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, breezy, and 72 today, clear tonight, and in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny, cooler, 58, maybe some rain on Sunday. Right now, it is sunny and 52 in Bel Air, 54 in the city. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Just to prove that it's never too late in life for love.
Mm.
Bernie Snyder and Joe Cartwright are in their late 90s.
Wow.
And last week in Austin, they got hitched.
About time they made it legal.
Both are widowed. Said they never expected to get married again. They just fell in love.
That's great stuff.
Here they are talking about falling in love along with their part of the wedding ceremony.
Wherever I was, he was there. I would look up and there he was, right there. And I thought, well, maybe this man, maybe he likes me a little bit.
And I said, I'm looking for a dinner partner because I hate eating alone. As we've said to each other, it seems impossible that we could be in love.
And Bernard, do you take Joe to be your wife, to love, to honor and cherish, and to create a future together?
Absolutely.
She voted for Kamala, he voted for Trump.
There you go.
No, I'm just kidding.
Balance out the vote.
That really would have been pushing it a little bit. All right. Unbelievable. That's a great story. Feel-good story. So AOC, she must be reading Michael Beschloss because she has got a stark warning for America.
We are about to enter a political period that will have consequences for the rest of our lives. We cannot give up. We now find ourselves in a time in history that has precedent, and we find ourselves, I believe, in a time where there are, let's say, peers in history of mass movements of people that mobilize to protect one another in times of fascism and authoritarianism. And this is the era that we are poised to enter.
Does she have any sense as to what fascism is?
No.
All right.
Yeah. This is, you know, she went to, what, BU, got a degree in economics, was a bartender, so maybe that's where she got her. But here's the point. This sounded remarkably like Kamala Harris's concession speech the other day.
Yeah.
She's, some might think we're moving into a dark period. And the same, this is the radical left. This is what they're doing. They have demonized Donald Trump. They have dehumanized Donald Trump. They've called him Adolf Hitler. They've called him a fascist. And you know, yesterday, Joe Biden was telling us, oh, yeah, we got to lower the temperature. After you spent 4 years throwing gasoline, napalm, on the fire. And so General Mike Flynn says, if I'm Donald Trump, especially between now and Inauguration Day, 73 days, you better up your security detail.
Number one, I think that he ought to operate at Mar-a-Lago and really stay there, almost set up an operation center down there, and don't put yourself at risk all that much. Number two, you know, he ought to demand from the federal government, because he's the president-elect of the United States of America, that he get the absolute best military capabilities that we have. And that would either be, you know, guys at Fort Bragg, or now Fort Liberty, I guess, or guys up at Dam Neck, Virginia. There are very, very talented, very capable people, and you give them that mission, believe me, they will not fail that mission. And that's what I would ask for. The Secret Service, you know, there's too much culture that has changed in that organization to have the trusted confidence that I would have said a year ago, you know, I still had. But after witnessing what we've seen over the last 6 months to a year, I don't have any confidence in it. Trump may like the guys that are around him because, you know, you get close to him.
Yeah.
But that's insufficient, Steve.
Yeah, that's Steve Bannon, War Room, which for General Flynn. I think General Flynn has a point here. Which agency should Donald Trump trust implicitly right now? None, right?
Yeah, CIA, not after Butler.
DOJ, FBI, Secret Service, DHS, maybe Border Patrol, because I think...
But they don't have that skill set.
Right. They don't have the skill set. They haven't been trained.
Right.
And so maybe the military. Military is the only one he might be able to trust right now with his protective detail. At Mar-a-Lago, and I think he makes a good point. The reason why they're after him, besides the power, is what he's about to do, according to Kash Patel. He told Benny Johnson on his podcast the other day that he's looking to declassify a couple of lists.
And then when we go back to DOJ and FBI, we still don't have all the lists, all the FISAs, all of the stuff they did to 275,000 Americans illegally in 1 year. Put that out there. I'm not saying put in the recipe on how to do it. We can keep the hood on the engine, but we can show the American people how they violated our rights. And to me, what you said is the most important: restoring trust.
Yes.
In our agencies and departments. That the way to do that is not to get a pinata and just punch him mercilessly and hoping for some bubble gum to pop out. The way to do that is to literally give the American people the truth. And that's what they feared about Donald Trump. He's going to come in there and maybe give him the Epstein list and maybe give him the P. Diddy list. You know, he's going to come up there and maybe do all these things, and they are terrified.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Kennedy list, the Kennedy assassination stuff. All kinds of stuff I'd like to see that I'm not quite sure exactly why it's being hidden.
Kristen.
This gives me hope because I think in the past Republicans have always, if we somehow won a campaign, then we're like, la la la, everything's fine. All right, let's go back to the usual and stop paying attention. So I am glad to hear the Trump administration is being, they're being aware. Number one, yes, keep Trump safe because his life is still on the line. I think number two, I would also extend that to RFK Jr., especially because of the big names he's saying he's going to go after, big pharma and big food. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have a lot to lose there. And I'm glad to hear that we can't just move forward and say, all right, everything's fine. Let's be nice now. We need accountability and answers for all the crap that's gone on the last 4 to 8 years. And that also includes fixing the election system. So I think there's still problems, which we're seeing in why some of these House races don't even make sense, why people would vote for Trump, but not Carrie Lake or Mark Robinson in North Carolina. Some of that stuff doesn't make sense. And of course, also J6 and COVID and all the lawfare.
Yeah.
The Russian collusion.
Yeah.
All of it. So we can't forget.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Keep the pedal to the metal. It's 8:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, one of the biggest losers of this election cycle is the corporate media. Just how bad things are going to get for the letter networks. Plus, the people who put the J6ers in jail are getting nervous about what they've done, including Judge Tanya Chutkan. I hope she looks good in orange.
You can testify, but you just can't win, because I'm here to tell you guilty as sin. Here comes the judge.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, Kash Patel is being rumored to be the appointee for a nominee for the CIA.
Oh, interesting. Any rumor on AG yet?
Not yet.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there's some names out there. Jeff Clark would be one of them. I think Mike Davis probably wouldn't get confirmed.
I wouldn't pull anybody out of the House, unfortunately. We need them.
Look, it's easier to say who shouldn't be in the administration.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want Nikki Haley anywhere close to the Trump administration. I don't want Mike Pompeo anywhere close to the Trump administration. I want Bill Barr's trying to snivel his way back in through the back door. Move on from the people that abandon you. Never to be seen or heard from again.
8:53 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Talk about sniveling. Here once again is Sniveling Snyder with traffic and weather on the threes.
Yes. That sounds like another kind of problem to me.
That's sniffling.
Yes. The inner loop is still backed up. If you're coming up from Route 40 and you're coming up through the ramp at I-70 towards Liberty Road, never did find out exactly what it was. There's an active construction area there, but it's slow. So you're coming up to Route 40 through I-70. It finally will get better as you move past the ramps at Liberty Road. That northeast corner of the Beltway and around to Towson, still some big problems there. They were working on the wreck. The wreckers are in that area now on the outer loop right at 83. So everybody's looking at that, and it's slow right there. The tail end of this backup is still all the way back at Pering Parkway. If you're going to ride that out, it may take 25 minutes right now to get over eventually to 83 and around towards the ramps at the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny, breezy, and 72 for the day today. Clear and 45 tonight. Sunny right now, 56 in Dundalk, 57 in Severn. Open the Books. You're familiar with them. They're a great nonpartisan. Basically, they love to audit and go after somebody. Recently, Adam Andrzejewski, who passed away earlier this year. He was, I think we've had him on before. Mm-hmm. But we find out that... Do you remember when Justice Kavanaugh, there was the assassination attempt on his life?
Yes, I do.
And at that point, we had learned that there was scant U.S. Marshal Service security at his home. The AG, Merrick Garland, denied requests to provide any security to the justices. And about the same time, the United States Marshal Service began providing $15 million in 24-hour security, including a car and driver, to now private citizen Tony Fauci.
How much?
$15 million. And I looked it up. I went to the Open Books website. That includes salaries and benefits for deputies and administrative personnel assigned to Fauci's protective detail, costs related to transporting Fauci, law enforcement equipment. Apparently, it does not include costs associated with personal security from April of 2020 to December of 2022. And my question also is, would that $15 million have been better spent on adequately protecting former President Trump at Butler, Pennsylvania?
Yeah. I mean, it strikes me that's more money spent on Fauci than was spent on Donald Trump prior to the election. Mm. Or certainly there was more than spent on RFK, because don't forget, Biden and Harris wanted, in essence, no protection for RFK Jr. at all. And so eventually they were shamed into it. So
now, I'm
not
saying that Fauci wasn't threatened, because I'm sure there are a couple of kooks out there that threatened Fauci. And you don't want to see harm coming of any government official. But to spend that kind of money and to have, why not just let him hire his own private security detail and the government can reimburse him or whatever the case may be.
To whatever degree is appropriate.
But, to put U.S. Marshals on his security detail, I just think that was... a bit too much for me. Along with what Kristen was saying, desperate Chuck Schumer is begging Republicans to embrace bipartisan legislation as the GOP blowout means he's now been relegated to the back bench. And John Thune, and this is the problem I have with the RINOs, the senator who is believed to going to be taken over from Mitch McConnell, was on CNBC yesterday, and he was telling the moderator, the interviewer, that Trump ought to stay out of the Senate Majority Leader election.
Yeah, so the leader of the party is going to do that. Just sit on, shut up.
And so the fact is, I don't trust Thune. I don't trust Cornyn. Either one of them are the lieutenants of Mitch McConnell. Rick Scott, I would at least trust. I think Rick Scott would be a good choice. Obviously, Ted Cruz, but he's a flamethrower. Nobody's going to want to touch him. But beware of the RINO establishment. They're still trying to put their imprimatur, or rather their fingerprints, all over the Trump administration, at least with the Senate. Don't forget, the Senate Majority Leader assigns the committee assignments, and one of those is Senate Select and Committee on Intelligence, and that is a problem panel.
Yeah, it is.
And we're hearing Marco Rubio, perhaps, for the State Department.
Interesting idea.
His name has come up for the State Department, so we'll see what happens there. By the way, the left is angry, and they're going after George Clooney now. Did you see this?
No, really?
Yes. they're going after George Clooney for his role in forcing Biden out in the 2024 race. Remember when he had the fundraiser?
It's Clooney's fault now.
Obama, remember he had to escort Joe Biden off the stage?
Yep.
And then right after that, he wrote an op-ed, I think it was in the New York Times, if I'm not mistaken, saying it was time to move on from Joe Biden. And so the left is now cannibalizing George Clooney, saying it's your fault. It's your fault we lost the race.
That's classic. That really is. The idiocy of these people. We didn't have time for one soundbite today, so we're going to get to it on Monday, folks. And I'm sure there will be more over the weekend. There are continuing people on the political left, some of whom hold public positions, who are basically saying that anybody who voted for Donald Trump should go off themselves, in addition to effing themselves. They want to off themselves, jump off a bridge, walk in front of traffic. So, the Peace and Love Party, they're nowhere near done with this yet.
And coming up next week, we will continue our series on Donald Trump dismantling the deep state. It's a 10-point plan. We'll hear more from General Flynn. It's Veterans Day on Monday. Stay tuned for Andrew Langer, Nino Mangione, Rob Carson, and then we're back Monday at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you Monday morning.
CBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...